per coin.
If you ever take this fucking long to set this shit up again, I can tell you, you still won't have a job, but I won't be happy.
So it's my fault.
Who else's fault is it?
It's yours, boss.
You're right. Everything, shit rolls uphill. No.
Yeah, nah, fuck you.
You can throw
you
shit uphill, but...
Fuck you. You ain't my boss.
I am the boss. You just called me the boss.
No, hey. That was a joke. What's the joke is you.
You don't make jokes. You're not funny.
You the joke.
Okay. So...
How was your weekend, motherfucker? Yeah, caught you.
How was my weekend?
Yep.
My weekend was relaxing. I spent it with you.
Thank
know,
you.
You know who?
Your
what
boyfriend?
What the fuck was that?
Nah, I just wanted to make
a
it
a splash.
I wanted to make sure they. I wanted to make.
He poured a look, fifth of a shot.
I was doing a little movie magic. I was helping you out by opening it up because we're recording, but I ain't want nobody to think.
First of all, I don't even like that statement that you just told me. You was doing me a favor by opening it up because we was recording. Don't ever make a statement like that to me again.
What?
I mean, I'm just saying. I was opening up the Cavassier bottle.
There you go. You fully explained it.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, I was opening it up, but I was helping you out because your weak ass couldn't open it.
I didn't want to make too much noise. Okay, so anyway, so this weekend, I really did nothing because next week I'll probably be doing something. Well, this week now, I'll be doing something. All I did was go see Bad Boys 3. I didn't want to see it, but...
I did see that. I forgot about that.
But my lady wanted to go to the movies. Do you like going to the movies?
I do.
Why?
I do. I like going to the movies because it reminds me of when I was younger, you know what I mean? Take a girl out on a date, take her to the movies and a dinner. Nah, I'm fucking with you. I mean, yeah, I do like going to movies, though. I mean, ain't really no reason. Like, I fucking like movies, man.
I like watching movies in the house. I don't know.
Nah, the movie's cool, especially...
No, some movie theaters are cool.
Especially on $5 Tuesday. It's really fun then.
So for me, it's more
so
it'd be cold as shit in the movie theater a lot of times, and that shit is just uncomfortable.
You gotta spice it up.
No, I don't want to spice it up.
That's how you know make it uncold.
No, it's gonna be cold.
That's because
unless
you
all out fucking, and I mean really fucking in the movie theater, it's fucking cold.
You ever fucked in the movie theater?
No.
That's why.
I don't want to. I don't even want to go to the movies.
That's why. You don't know what you're missing.
It's the same vagina.
It's just different.
It's just in a theater.
It's movie cold vagina.
That's movie like saying like car sex is different. It's all the same.
It's cramped car vagina.
The pussy is exactly the same.
No, it's cramped car pussy.
So did it get wetter? Different. Or what?
Like you ever fucked a girl on a concrete floor?
What kind of poverty are you used to?
That's just rough sex.
On a wooden floor, yes.
No, on a concrete basement floor.
No, that's a bit much.
That's how it goes down.
No,
on a rug, I've gotten rug burn.
Yo, I've gotten rug burn. I've gotten concrete burn, and I've got
what
wood.
The fuck is concrete burn? That's
concrete
not even a thing.
Burn is like when you have, that's like yo, that's yo, like yeah, it's called scratches.
Yo,
exactly.
You had bum sex.
You had bum sex.
Yo.
It's not bum sex.
You fucking in alleyways.
No. Like basement concrete. That's the smooth concrete. Not the scratch coat concrete.
Oh my God.
Your knees be raw down to the white meat.
There's fucking blood everywhere.
Yo, I'm not the only. Yeah, right. And it ain't hers. Look, I ain't the only one that has sex on concrete, bro.
You probably not. I've seen a couple videos yeah, online where, you know, it was going down.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was not into it. I went like,
that was the sound of his dick going down.
You didn't have to tell them that. You didn't have to tell them that.
Well, they needed to know.
For content, right?
Yeah, you went soft. Did you say sorry when you went soft?
I said, it happens, right? But, you know.
You don't.
Look, this is how I ended it. But that first 5 minutes, I was getting it in, right? Never heard from her again.
Wonder why?
I don't know. Oh my God. Was weird. It was her fault.
She was weird for letting you fuck around the concrete basement floor.
No, it was fun, man.
She had that much fun. She never called you back. You couldn't stay hard, so obviously you didn't have that much fun.
No. I got a shoot. You know?
You didn't get a second one. Cut it out. No. Because you wouldn't have to apologize.
You know. Come on. Let my lie be my lie. Right? Let my lie be my lie, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, but
you ain't got to expose me out here.
All right, we're going to get off your bum sex. So, I went to see Bad Boys 3.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see it because the trailer looked just like Bad Boy 2.
I wanted to see it.
But it wasn't like Bad, for the most part, it wasn't like Bad Boy 2, but it was like Bad Boys meets Fast and the Furious. Like,
I got that vibe.
Everything's amazing. People, niggas can tackle pillars. Human beings can tackle pillars.
I didn't, well, when I saw him do that, I was like, really? But I didn't get that vibe.
Fall off buildings, get up and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Drive, get on a motorcycle,
yep.
and drive away.
Yep, like, fall off one building, fall off another building. But I didn't get that vibe from that. I got the vibe of the Fast and Furious brand and all of that when I saw that they was introducing new Bad Boys. When they started introducing new Bad Boys, I was like, oh, they set it up for a franchise. That's when, and then it seems like Martin and Will Smith gonna be the old fogies that they gonna be the Jay. Like in Men in Black. They're going to be the old head that's showing the new kids the ropes. That's how I feel like it's going to go.
Well, see, I can't give it. That'd be a spoiler alert. And I don't mind spoiling
that's,
it for the people.
That's fine.
Oh,
I already spoiled it.
Okay. Quick spoiler alert.
Gary did it.
At the end of Bad Boys 3, Will Smith's son seems like he's going to be the next movie.
A good guy. Yep.
Yeah.
He seems like he's going to be a good guy.
He's one of the amazing fighters.
Yeah, he was fucking Will Smith. Fuck, what he?
They can have a gun pointed, three guns pointed directly at him, remove a knife from his hip, murder the three people that were holding guns, take over his cartel,
mm-hmm.
and walk away.
That was badass, wasn't it?
Shut up. That's the dumbest shit I've fucking seen in my life.
Yo, first off, you got to learn to suspend disbelief.
No, I do that when I watch Marvel movies, I suspend belief. When I watch an action movie, I expect it to be a little crazy.
But it was Jerry Bruckheimer.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
The director is Michael Bay.
You sure? I thought Michael Bay did like Transformers and shit.
He does any movie where you see outrageous shit and a bunch of action.
I was just about to say that. Michael Bay did Six Underground.
I was about to say that.
And that shit, the guns was blazing and all that. You see sparks and all that. I'm like, this shit is fake.
Now, I will say this. I would have watched Bad Boys 3 at home, but the fact that I had to leave the house to go see Bad Boys 3 is why I didn't like
well,
it. Because I like Six Underground.
I mean, I got it for $5. So, you know.
Well, I mean, it cost a total of, what, $12-$13.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, I liked it. I wasn't disappointed with the movie. I would watch it again. I wouldn't go to the movies several times to see it.
I'm not going to the movies several times to see shit.
No, I went to the movies to see a couple movies.
Like what?
More than one. Nah, come on, man.
Come on, just give us one or two.
Mm-mm.
You lying.
Nah, I'm not lying.
No, you're lying.
I'm not telling why I did it.
I'm not saying why. I'm asking what movies you was.
I don't remember. Come on, man. I got people out there seeing movies with me, and they might be like, I want to see that one.
People who... You're scared to tell people that you love about the podcast, so what does it matter to you?
I tell people I love about the podcast. They know about the podcast.
How does she listen?
Who are you talking about?
Whoever she is.
She listens when I play it for her.
Oh, so she only listens to the episodes you let her hear.
Moving on. Why you keep doing this, man?
What am I doing?
You always trying to fucking pry and dig deep and find out what's going on in my life and stupid shit like that. Mind your damn business. How about that?
No. We're friends. I can be in your business.
All right. But when I want to be in your business and want to know about Miss Brown, Mrs. Brown, you know what I mean? You don't tell me nothing.
What you want to know?
He's going to tell you about Tiny.
I don't even want to know nothing because I don't want to even put you out there. All right.
You can't put me out there.
I could if I want to. But I'm giving you a pass.
But that was my weekend. Bad Boys. So, what did you do this weekend?
This weekend was uneventful, to say the least, for me.
Oh, you didn't start any businesses this weekend?
No. I didn't start any businesses. I worked them, but, you know, entrepreneur does the entrepreneur thing.
The fuck does that mean?
I'm talking about myself in the third person.
All right, just go ahead. Go ahead. Wait, tell me about your weekend, Friday.
I mean, I got a couple of... Well, not Friday, but Saturday.
Okay.
Went out, checked out some houses to renovate and flip and all of that. I didn't get one, but I got a couple potentials. So okay. I did some, you know, some scout.
Okay, so if anybody's still listening out there,
they are.
We're going to move on. So what do you plan on doing this weekend?
This weekend, I got a hot date. Got a hot date.
How hot is she?
Hot.
Can I see her?
No.
You have any news of her?
You can't see them.
That's corny.
Yeah. You can't see them.
We're supposed to be friends.
Yeah, well, you know, if it wasn't serious, I would show.
Oh, it's serious. I mean, ooh, serious means marriage.
Yeah, serious does mean marriage. He said, Serious does mean marriage, motherfucker.
All right, well, congratulations, man. I hope you popped the question on Valentine's Day. I need her ad name so that I can make sure I send her the clip of this.
Well, you know what? We can't have that.
I'll find her. I know her name.
No, you don't.
Oh, I'll DM her friend.
No, you don't. You don't know who I'm talking about.
I'll DM her friend. And if it's not who I'm talking about, then you're really going to be up for it, so.
Come on, man. All right. It's who you talking about, but don't send that.
So what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
All right. So,
number one. What? How do you feel about Valentine's Day?
I fucking hate this holiday. This is not a holiday.
It because you're a cheap fuck?
No, I hate it because women swear, like, you're supposed to get them the best in the world and this, that, and the third. Why can't I get you a gift on your birthday, on Christmas, and on other days during the week? Why has it got to be a special day that I get you something? Even though Christmas is a holiday.
And her birthday. Those are set days.
I said her birthday.
So why can't they have another set day?
They got every holiday. They want a gift for every holiday except for Thanksgiving.
They don't want one for...
What?
What's the other holidays? Easter?
Nobody... Easter basket. Next.
What kind of little girls you fucking with?
No. I was just talking about gifts. I don't fuck with little girls. Don't do that. I don't even want that mojo out there.
You're just using words. You don't want that mojo out there.
Mojo. Austin Powers mojo.
Boy, if you say believe what you want, I'm just automatically think you did it.
Mojo.
All right, cool. So go ahead, continue.
Mojo and Powerpuff Girls.
So you got
mojo.
You're not helping this out.
I think it's a mojo. I think.
I don't want that mojo out there. That's wrong.
All right.
His mojo. He was talking about his sex drive.
Well, you know, I'm not referring to his mojo.
You refer to your mojo when it comes to young
No. I don't want that karma out there. Is that better?
Boy, if you know you ain't gonna mess with little girls, it don't make a difference.
I done lost my fucking train of thought. All right, so what are the holidays do they have? They got 4th of July.
Yeah, they got 4th of July. That's no gifts.
The only gifts are those holidays, Christmas and birthdays.
Yeah.
And Valentine's Day.
No. Don't even put Valentine's Day in it.
So you're not getting a gift?
I am. I have to.
Because you pussy?
Yes.
Okay. Shout out.
Whipped. So, pussy. Whipped.
So what are whipped. You whipped. So where are you taking it?
We are probably going to have a lovely evening in. I am going to cook a 5-star meal, and I have a couple of gifts.
What's I'm a 5-star meal? Cut it out before we get to your gifts.
An Italian dish called
spaghetti.
I'm making cacio e pepe in greens.
That sounds like a fancy spaghetti.
It does have noodles in it.
Uh-huh.
Linguine or I use linguine. It has Parmesan cheese and a couple of greens like butter.
Oh, come on, no. Let's shut up for my girl. Expect me to cook. All right, cool. All right, so you want to?
I can cook, so that's my gift in addition to other things.
So you're going to cook?
No, I got actual gifts.
So
I did good this year.
So what'd you get her?
So are you going to say what you got? Because
no,
then I'm not going to say what I got. I mean,
why you want to be like me so bad, though?
I don't want to be like you, but I don't want the cat out of the bag, even though she's not going to
see it. So if I let the cat out of the bag, you're going to let the cat out of the bag, but you don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
No, I just wanted to hear you say, yeah, you was going to do it, and I was going to make something up. But, you know, you didn't fall for it.
I could call you out, but I'm not going to.
You can. I got some stuff. I would show you, but you'll probably say it on the pod.
And then lay some rose petals down and give her the best 3 minutes of her life?
More like 2 minutes, 45 seconds. But yeah. Aww.
That's yeah. What's up.
Nah, I don't. I'm a long stroker. That goes long.
Oh, okay, you didn't have to look at me while you were saying that.
Nah, we talking.
I'll let you know something.
I goes long. What Will and Martin say? I'm trying to speak to them through their soul, through my eyes, or some shit he said in the movie.
How did you misquote that? I'm trying to pierce their soul with my heart.
That ain't what he said.
That's what he said. Yes, they said it three times.
Those lines wasn't good.
It was cheesy as fuck. it was
that's
a lot.
Why
not,
I ain't remember it.
It was a lot not good.
But you know, here comes our co-host. But you know, so what did you do? What did you get her? What'd you get her? I want to.
I'm not telling you what I got her.
All right, what are you doing?
We're going.
This is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He talking about getting pistol whipped. Pistol whip me, beat me in the back of the head.
Can you leave that gangster shit off the podcast?
left me for dead. And I still made it out.
We can hear you, the mic's
okay, Nino. Tripping over shit.
Oh my god.
Nino Brown. Nino Brown.
Jeez. Oh my god.
Yo, that's our Sandman. That's our Sandman.
Alright, so we go into Sullivan's. And that's about it.
Did you get any gifts?
Sure.
You did or you didn't?
Yeah.
Or is Sullivan's the gift?
Boston, I've been giving her the gift since I met her.
She got a gift.
Alright, cool.
She got a gift.
Is it jewelry?
She got flowers. They'll be sent to her house.
Flowers don't count.
By the time they're out.
Flowers, teddy bears, and candy don't count.
I ain't count
they
that.
Want more.
I don't know if she... I don't know. I don't know if she'd be content with more or less, but yeah, I don't know. She said more. It wasn't... She said Valentine's Day is not a super big deal to her.
How do you pick out a gift?
You have to know the person that you're dealing with.
So, do you do some sneaky shit like, oh, well, I need this for such and such, and I'm trying to do this, or do you just kind of like think of what they would want?
Depending on how long we've been together, I would just think of what they would want or need.
See, I hate getting the gifts because I feel like I'm going to get something they don't want and they're not going to tell me.
See, the thing is that I can pick out women's clothes because I can picture a woman in the clothes.
Yeah.
I'm a visionary.
My go-to is always a fucking hoodie.
Yeah, but...
I would never buy a woman a hoodie.
See, with hoodies are cozy. So I get where you're going with that. But at the same time...
Dress.
She didn't like the hoodie.
Yeah, dress, I was just about to say.
Heels, shoes.
But see, I'm so afraid to get a dress, heel, or shoes they don't want. and I don't want them to not wear
the thing
my
is,
shit.
That you have to know useful. The person you're with. You see what they wear, you kind of can gauge their taste, and then you kind of have to have some taste as well.
I mean, if you got a, if you a metrosexual, you, then maybe you know what's going on in the fashion world. GG.
I'm just saying, I know how to pick out clothes, and I know how to picture women wearing clothes.
You got it going on, okay?
That was really, really LGB of you.
You don't remember that show?
No.
South Park? No. The character? Okay. You don't remember him?
Yeah, he wasn't gay, though. That was a gay
but
sound that you
no,
made.
No.
You did a terrible impression of
him. Him saying, okay, that sounded gay.
No, when you said it, it sounds really gay, but when he said
when it... When he said it, it sounded gay. I thought that was the joke.
Mr. Garrison was gay. We're not getting to South Park. Nobody
all right, well,
I love South
stop
Park.
Stop being old. Stop being old. Why are you bringing that up? Dumb old nigga.
and you try to fit in. So...
Cousin Skeeter ass. Like, it just say an old ass show.
All right, so that's Valentine's Day.
Just know it's about to go down. Later on tonight.
On the concrete?
Perhaps.
Okay. Okay.
Perhaps. Yo, on the concrete is...
Found the right one for the
concrete. When you, on the concrete is when you make the babies.
That's some nasty
that's when,
babies.
That's when you make the babies.
That's some nasty babies.
Because they really had a race. Out of thousands.
If you have a
out of
baby,
thousands, they made it into the womb. Billions. They ain't get the concrete. They ain't hit, yeah, all right, millions, billions, thousands. They ain't hit no concrete. They ain't get to the air. They got into the vagina, and not only did they get into the vagina, they made it to the womb.
If you conceive on a concrete floor, ground,
you a
your child's going to jail. I can guarantee
you. You're an OJ.
So, I'm going to introduce the pod now, unless you have something else to say. They can't. Hear you shake your head, but okay.
I had liquor in.
So, this is Potty from the Crib, episode 17.
17.
I know I can't fucking rely on you.
It's right there, motherfucker. I save it every time before we start.
But you had to dip over. You
pointed,
yeah,
I pointed
to the...
it. You should have knew it. I knew.
I
it was
already
17.
Knew it. I just was trying
I
to
knew
you
the last time
episode
we had was 16.
Number 17. Possibly 17. Our last if this motherfucker don't start respecting
my
authority.
I'm going to fire him.
Shout out to all the creatives and the entrepreneurs and everybody working,
you shout
doing
out
something.
My people.
No, not you.
My people.
No, you're not a worker.
My followers.
You're not an entrepreneur.
My entrepreneur followers.
You're nothing that I name. You're not creative.
They listen to this pod because I give them jewels, bro. I'm an entrepreneur. I do what I gotta do to get what I gotta get to go where I gotta go, and they follow. Duh.
That sounds like a stripper. They do what they got to do to get what they got to get. Mm. People follow them. Okay, whatever.
That's an Instagram hoe.
Why they got to be hoes, though?
Like H-O-E, like heaven on earth.
Oh, you get it.
You know how
that
go.
Oh, you stole that from Yo Gotti.
Yeah,
I'm not giving you that.
Come
from,
on, we talking about
Gotti.
It. Give me some. Give me some.
I'm not giving
you that. But I said that was one of my songs I liked.
That shit was trash. You would like that.
Nah, whatever. Anyway.
So, did you watch Power?
I did.
Like, have you been watching the whole time, or are you like...
What's
late
the whole
to,
time? What's the whole
they
time?
They have six seasons.
So, did I watch all six seasons? No.
Have you watched all of the sixth season?
No.
Oh, man.
I watched maybe four or five of this last season. Six.
So you Why watched the last episodes?
No, yeah, yep. I watched Paz, Tommy, Tommy, and well, the last episodes it was about a certain people. You know what I mean, like, right, remember the Paz episode?
No, I stopped watching after they killed Ghost.
Well,
I did.
When did Ghost get killed?
Episode 10 of season 6, I believe.
Oh, so I started watching after that.
Yeah,
I started watching after Ghost was killed, but before that, I was watching season 3. I was watching season. All right, so I watched season 3, episode 1, but I went back and watched season 1 and 2 before I watched season 3, episode 1. And then I watched season 3 halfway, really, and it stopped. Being long-winded right now. No, I'm not. I stopped. The Power fans know what I'm talking about.
No, the Power fans watch every episode.
The Power. Oh, so, you one of them?
Yeah.
So
he a fanboy.
I stopped acknowledging Power as a show after they killed the legend.
Had to find out what happened.
The legend Ghost. I also had to find out what happened.
Ghost ain't dead.
Yes, he is.
He reincarnated in Tariq.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, thank you.
That's why they made a new show.
Empire shit.
That's why they made a new show.
He's Watch. Reincarnated.
Just think about it.
Back to the real world. Power.
I'm listening.
I stopped watching Power after they killed Ghost, and then I had to know if I was right, because I predicted. They gave all the indicators of who killed them.
Exactly. So you thought Tariq did it?
I knew Tariq did it. Every time somebody asked me, I said Tariq did it.
Well, why did you say that?
Because
what happened at episode 10?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm why asking you.
Shut the fuck up every episode.
Whoa. You already keep getting disrespectful. I'm going to slap me a nigga. All right.
Well, I don't see nobody here for you to slap.
One, a two, a three.
Boy,
I ain't going to slap the OG. But you two motherfuckers.
One out of two, I'm rocking.
The clown with the big hand.
I don't watch
clowns. In wrestling. He was slapping.
I don't know, weirdo.
Man, come on.
A clown in wrestling.
Fuck it. Go ahead.
Alright, so in episode, I want to say 10, Ghost set Tariq down and told Tariq that he gonna have to turn himself in. I'm not taking a fucking rap for you. Then he told the story. Then Tariq asked him about somebody that he killed that was mentioned when he met Kanan. So this was like in his early drug dealing career. And he said, I had to do it because I gave him the chance to tell the truth. Or I gave him the chance to step up and he didn't step up. So I had to kill him. So he asked him that. I mean, he told him that. And then at the party later that night or whatever, later episode, Tariq approached him and said, so you still want me to take the rap for that killing that officer? And then he said, yeah. And at that moment, it's plain as fucking day. It just so happens I asked you about somebody that you killed. You tell me that you had to kill them because they wouldn't step up. And then you're not going to step up.
You're real long-winded right now.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just saying.
My shit is all on top of you. Season one, season two.
We was talking about Power.
I listened to Get Rich or Die Trying. Like, you was all over the place.
What the fuck? That was a good album.
But anyway. They should have had many men on there. That's how I knew that Tariq was the killer.
I'm not going to hold you. A lot of people told me Tariq did it before the leak even came out.
I knew he did it because, bruh, the bull was gonna kill him regardless. If you watched the last season,
I had to go to YouTube and see the last 5 minutes of the episode.
You didn't watch it?
No, I told you I stopped acknowledging Power as a show when they killed Ghost. You gotta ride with people.
I thought you watched the last episode
on Breaking Bad. No, fuck no. When on Breaking Bad, once they killed Walter White. The nigga who snitched on Walter White, I won't watch anything he's in.
I'm not even going to hold you. I don't know who Walter White is, and I never seen Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is one of the greatest shows ever created.
So I hear.
Yeah. So did you like the finale?
I did. I thought it was a good episode.
I guess you did. You
didn't see no show. I saw the last like 5 episodes.
Yeah, but if you seen the whole show, you'd have been disappointed.
So you're going to watch the new... Well, you didn't have an attachment to Ghost.
But see, the thing is, I don't watch TV. So, no, I'm not going to watch it.
But you watched those 5 episodes.
I watched those 5 episodes at a friend's house. I don't watch TV. But bro, at my crib, TV. I don't... Nah, I know. I get what you're saying.
I don't do crack. I only watched it...
At their crib. At my crib, I don't watch TV.
You get a lock from my door.
So you're not going to watch this, part 2, the spinoff?
If I go over someone's house and they're like, hey, you want to watch this, blah, 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 I watch it. But
You do have the option.
Other than that, no. If we chilling though, you know what I mean. I'm not. But see, the option to say no is for people that's against it or something. I'm not against it. I just don't care what's going on. If that makes sense.
Well, I'll be watching it.
Ain't it like four different shows they got spinning on?
Yeah, but the
I'm not watching the one with Tyreek in it though.
The next, well, he gonna be in the next one.
That's Ghost.
He gonna be in college in the next one.
That's called Ghost, ain't it?
I want to see Mary J. Blige and Method Man.
It's like Ghost. It's like Blige Ghost, right? Oh wait, Method Man in the show.
Yeah, I don't know his part though, so I'm interested to see like how they going.
I didn't even know Cedric the Entertainer was in this show.
Where the fuck is Cedric the Entertainer?
He was the killer.
You didn't watch it. You didn't watch it.
He was the killer.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Ah, man, you didn't see it. Cedric the Entertainer and his son, they're in the show. Well, it's not really a song, but they're hitmen.
In the last five episodes?
Yes.
They died anyway.
Yeah, they did die, but they're hitmen.
Oh, I don't care.
Nah, I thought they was in the show much longer than that. I didn't know that. The fact that you didn't know, probably was only in like two episodes.
Yeah, they were in one episode.
Well, it had to be at least two, because my brother and his wife knew about them. When I saw them, so they had to at least be in one, more than
they
one
were
show.
In the end of one, and then they came right in the next. Oh, one, then they so died then, in that same
episode. So I only saw the one when they came in and died. That's the only one I seen.
Yeah,
but
basically
yeah,
the same episode.
Yeah, it was like a remake kind of, but no, Cedric the Entertainer. I'm a fan of his since the Steve Harvey Show.
He was cool on there. He was trash on Kings of Comedy.
Nah, I think all four of them was good on Kings of Comedy.
Bernie was great.
Bernie was funny. Milton Guggies. That was funny.
DL was good.
What was DL's signature joke?
I don't know a signature joke.
I don't remember anybody's signature joke except for the one with Bernie Mac. But Steve Harvey, I remember him being funny. I remember Steve Harvey being funny.
Steve Harvey.
I think Bernie Mac might have been the funniest, though.
He was like the funniest. And then it was DL, and then it was like a tie between Seth.
That says a lot when you're playing DL Hughley.
Did you see it in the movies, though?
No.
I saw it in the movies.
You were like
How many
eight.
Times did you go to the movies?
I saw it in the movies.
Why did your parents take you to see that?
Come on, man.
Did you ask to see that? What 8-year-old is asking to see?
It was funny, man.
Asking to see that, Steve Harvey stand
I'm about,
up.
I'm about to look at it. No. It was in the movies, bro.
I know it was in the movies, but it was like 2000. So you was like 8.
Damn, it was 2000.
And no 8-year-old is asking to see that. I saw that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for thinking I'm so young.
Or
but
nine.
I was not 8.
In
2000. Or 9.
Who? 10?
No.
11? How old are you, my nigga? What the fuck? 12? 19?
Nah, I was 11.
In 2000? Okay.
Yeah, I was 11.
Yeah, at 11, I wasn't like hyped.
Man,
to
it
might have
been rated PG-13.
Did you see the Queens of Comedy? You see my queen,
no.
Comedy guy.
Monique was in that, right?
Whenever a nigga asks a question like, oh, such and such was in that, wasn't
Monique
it?
Was in there, right?
Yes, you know Monique was in there.
No, I never seen it, but I remember it. It came out probably like 3-4 years after the Kings of Comedy, right?
I don't know. You're my research analyst.
I mean,
Now, he won't admit to seeing it, but I saw it.
I didn't see it.
Samore was good, and everybody else was. I don't even remember nobody else but Monique and Samore.
I'll tell you who was in it right now.
I didn't know Samore and Nia Long were sisters. I just found that out.
Really? Nia Long is beautiful, too. Damn.
Called the girl ugly.
Who? Nia Long?
No.
Yo, it came out in 2001. Yeah. I didn't know it was a year after.
After the success of Kings of Comedy, thanks to your parents taking you to go see it.
Mm-hmm. See? Oh, wow. It says, yep. Samore, Monique.
Oh, was nobody else? I thought it was somebody else.
Adele Givens.
I don't remember it though. But
and
shout out to
Laura
Adele.
Hayes.
I don't know who that is, but shout out to her too.
This Laura Hayes right here.
Again,
you know who I thought should have been in it if it was a Queens of Comedy.
Who?
Just because she looked funny.
She looked funny.
Lunel.
Lunel had her chance. She came out with a special with Kat.
Buddha, right?
I don't know what it's called. I didn't watch it.
Nah. She looked like Buddha.
Not to me, but...
What do you mean not to you?
I don't think she looks like Buddha.
I mean, if you had characteristics of Buddha, what would Buddha look like?
The picture that's on shirts and
like what?
So anyway,
short or long hair?
He's bald. Like, there's an actual picture of Buddha.
Ears or no ears?
So, okay. I don't chubby know what kind chubby. Of fucking drugs this guy is on.
I mean...
Are you familiar with caffeine?
I'm sure you heard Luna looks like Buddha before.
Are you familiar with caffeine?
Alright. Yes. The rapper? No, I'm messing with you. Yeah. Caffeine.
The streaming service.
No. I thought you was talking about Cup of Java.
No. So caffeine, I just found out and heard that this is a platform like Twitch or one of those other shit.
Really? Yeah. Caffeine spelled like caffeine?
Yeah, I believe. Probably.
Caffeine stream?
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, and I just found the Offset's on there. He plays video games against other famous people.
Caffeine TV.
And Drake just signed a deal with them, a multi-year deal, and he'll be providing... Why are you showing me that?
I'm showing you caffeine, and Drake's on the homepage.
I'm about to get to that.
Go ahead.
Stop distracting me.
You spoke on it, and I showed it. So proceed.
You can't drink next week.
You may continue.
So Drake...
We got a fan. We got a listener.
Drake, he doesn't listen. Drake, he signed a multi-year deal, so he has a streaming deal like Offset, where he'll program his channel. And he's bringing URL to the channel.
It's right here. You late news, bro.
You didn't know. How the fuck am I late news?
You talk too slow. You very long-winded. You very long-winded.
He's been trying to use that since you said it.
Yeah, because he hurt my feelings.
You a grown-ass 40-year-old talking about you hurt my feelings.
You hurt my feelings. Go ahead.
Are you ready to start podding like a fucking adult?
Let's pod. God, from the crib man. We pod.
From our crib.
Duh.
So how do you feel about URL?
I got a crib. What you said?
How do you feel about URL?
Coming
to the platform.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not even gonna hold you. I mean, like, to see where battle rap came from, I'm happy for it. It has a place within the internet that people are willing to pay, and it has a market. Why not exploit it?
I'm going to say right now. Oh, go ahead.
When I first read about this, I said, Drake's a culture vulture. Then I read that it's his channel, his deal, and he's bringing URL to the platform, and then I changed my mind.
I mean... Why do you think Drake's a culture vulture?
Because I thought he was leeching off of battle rap, but he's not leeching off battle rap. He's actually providing a platform to battle rap.
So let me ask
you. If it was Smack's deal, which is the owner of URL, and then he like joined in on the deal, it's like you just like riding the wave.
So if Meek started a battle rap thing.
This better not be a stupid question.
If Meek started a battle rap thing, will he be a culture vulture?
No.
Why not?
Because he actually lived there.
Okay. Is that the same thing? All right. If Rick Ross started it, is that a better example? Will he be a culture vulture?
I would say he's vulturing on the culture, but by the same token, I don't think anybody would say anything, and I might not even say anything about it because he doesn't have a history of culture vulturing.
Well, so is Rick Ross a culture vulture?
No.
But you know he was like a whole Officer Ricky before.
What does that have to do with being a culture vulture?
I mean, he talked about selling drugs and being the biggest hustler, but it's clear he was not. It's clear he was, you know, a good old boy. Not wrong with that.
So a culture vulture is someone who comes into someone else's culture that you have nothing to do with, provide nothing to.
But why do you think Drake had nothing to do with it? And why do you think that? Drake could have, like, battle rap since he was 14 and just never battled. But that's why he started rapping.
There's a video of Tory Lanez battle rapping. Cut it out.
And we know exactly where Drake was when he was 14.
Yeah, he was on Degrassi.
Yeah, so you're not.
I'm just saying, I'm being devil advocate. I don't care.
So he has a history of jumping on waves. the new hot rappers, fucking UK sound, fucking Afro beat sounds.
Wadagwan pop team. Like when he does that, West that shit Indies. Is annoying.
That shit was
right.
But he says in Canada there's so much Jamaican and West Indian.
What does that have to
culture.
Do with UK drill music? He just dropped a UK drill song.
Nah, he might be culture vulturing, but you know me. You know I hung around Jamaicans and Trinidadians and Haitians in school.
This isn't about
is
that.
Is that me being a culture vulture? Because that's who I hung around.
You hung around them, but that's still not true.
But I picked up the lingo.
But you just tried to make a whole song. And the song was as in.
I mean, I would never come out with a reggae album.
If you
a reggae
find
album,
all the songs.
I would.
Say, but the things.
But I wouldn't come out with a reggae album.
It's not you just taking part of what I said. It's him finding rappers who have hit songs. They're already kind of hit songs, and then he jumps on it.
Well,
repeatedly.
He may be doing that to remain hot.
Which, that doesn't matter.
If he's doing it to remain hot, that becomes a
culture. He is doing it, and he's doing it successfully. He's doing it well.
But it don't make it okay.
It's a lot of people that done that. Elvis was a culture vulture.
What are you talking about?
Elvis was a culture vulture, bro.
Who cares?
We don't care about
you ain't see the Elvis movie?
No.
I didn't either. I didn't even know
it was an Elvis movie.
They got what?
No, nigga.
I was just making that up.
Elvis movie.
I was just making it up.
Every time a nigga bring up shit and say, he found out nobody else did it.
That's our drunk potter over
here. I'm about to start putting the applications to other podcasts.
Go ahead, man.
Yo, you're potting poorly today, man.
Who, me?
Say, yeah.
You hired me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Help want it.
Yeah, I need a B mic.
Yeah, to take over. I
need a B mic.
Because you're the D mic and you need a B and a C.
I need a B mic to see you elsewhere.
Anyway, so I find out, I feel like Drake is... He has culture vultured, but he's not being a culture vulture. He's actually providing a platform here, as opposed to if he was to start a battle rap league. He already tried to vulture a little bit off of it by saying he's going to battle murder Mook and never doing it. You don't know about that.
I do, but I don't think Drake wants to get into battling.
He doesn't. But he was using that to keep the light on.
I don't think he does.
I honestly think
if Drake was to get into a battle rap, he would get annihilated, bro. People would be like, Drake's trash.
I figure he'll definitely try to.
And I honestly hope Drake hears this and puts us up to the test and tries it. I think he would get trashed, bro.
He's not. As long
you
as
don't think he get trashed? Is,
no.
We're going to make sure he doesn't get trashed.
Yeah, because he's going
to
ask people to write
his
punchlines
over the years. As long as he puts it in a form of current battle rap, he's not getting annihilated.
Nah, I think Drake going to get trashed.
Bro, the only reason he lost a regular rap beef is because he had a child that he didn't tell the world about.
I think Drake going to get trashed.
Well, he lost because he didn't battle the person that he was supposed to be battling. He battled Kanye when he was supposed to be battling Pusha.
Yeah. How you going
to
battle Kanye?
But he didn't want to battle.
He didn't want to battle Pusha.
He knew he Pusha. But
Kanye still gave you the shots anyway, and then left the situation.
Why is we getting into Kanye?
Oh, I didn't want to talk about him.
Yes, he was. Calm down, your light skin. Because he said these two wrongs will right you.
He might have been talking about.
He was talking about.
I'm just saying.
These two wrongs are right. These two wrongs are right, you.
The high school thing is a Degrassi thing. And, you know, because other people write his music.
You all remember when Drake
other people write Kanye's music, part of it.
We don't know what he wrote. What
he did. I mean, that's true. I'm just responding to the F mic over here.
Well, Kanye says, I want this lyric here. Can you put it here? That's what Kanye does.
That's not what Kanye does. Shut up. What are you talking about today?
I want this lyric here.
I don't know.
Say power right here. All right, write anything around it, but I want power right here.
So anyway, how do y'all feel about Kevin Durant?
What happened?
Kevin Durant said that he feels like Drake's creeping up to be the greatest rapper of all time.
Kevin Durant said that.
Yep.
It I would never crown him. Fuck him.
Kevin Durant said, saying that means absolutely zero.
Right.
But Kevin Durant's a rapper.
You know, Kevin Durant's a basketball rapper.
He's still a rapper. Why?
He's a basketball player.
Shaq was a rapper. He went multi-platinum.
Shaq is a basketball player.
He went multi-platinum, though.
Yeah, but Shaq Fu.
This is what Kanye talks about. We try to box everybody.
Yeah, out. Like...
Shaq Fu is not a rapper. Okay?
A nigga with multi-platinum had songs with Biggie Smalls. The nigga was a rapper. He had videos out.
Can you remember any of them? Just one.
I can't remember a lot of shit. Rapper. What are you talking about?
Are you just not admit a potter because you're an entrepreneur building houses or whatever you did?
I don't build them.
Are you not a potter?
I don't build them. I fix and flip. Renovate, rehab, and rent. Right?
Get, but you pod right. too, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm a potter. From the crib, we pod.
So... He's what he's saying is so, you're saying that you can only be one thing.
No.
Yes.
I'm just saying Shaq can only be one thing. Look, don't pay me no mind. I don't give a fuck if Shaq wanna be a rapper or Kevin Durant wanna be a rapper. I do remember Shaq coming out with an album. I do not remember listening to any of the albums. I don't remember listening to any.
I used to listen when I was younger.
All right, let me ask you this.
Shaq fan, as I said before.
If we looked at the streams of Shaq's music from 2019, would you say he got more or less than 5,000 streams?
Why does that matter?
I'm just asking. Popularity wise. Less. Yeah, I would say less. I would say a lot less. I'd say he probably didn't even get 10.
I'm trying to figure out what this has to do with it.
What I'm saying is his music don't really mean nothing to the culture. Yeah, you could call him a rapper, but his music don't mean nothing.
Okay, what you just said was his numbers were lower. Ja Rule's numbers is lower, right?
Yeah, but Ja Rule definitely got more than 5,000 streams in 2019. But it don't matter. That means his music lasted. His music lasted.
Well, how did you come up with 5,000 as the definitive
number? That's a random number. That's a random
so
number.
So it's an arbitrary number to decide somebody's
You don't even think Shaq got 10.
It doesn't matter. When he was out, he went platinum.
He went platinum because of who he was.
Right now that
he didn't go He didn't go platinum because of who he was. Iverson tried to come out with an album. Kobe tried to come out with an album. Rest in peace, Kobe, my guy. I wasn't for the raps. Who else? Chris Webber, Damian Lillard's rapping right now. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I forgot about Kobe and AI, so I'll give you that. But whoever the fuck Damian Little is.
Damian Lillard is one of the best players in the league.
I don't watch basketball. Oh, well. Is he going platinum?
No.
Is he doing good?
I don't know if he's doing good, but no, he's not going platinum.
All right, we'll check it out. I'll listen to it and let me know. But some people you hear, you just hear them.
You're just
biased. No, I'm not. Some people you just bias. You just hear them in a certain way.
So what's your point, Shaq? Make your point clear.
No, I don't have a point. My point is...
I don't have a point.
Nigga, stop drinking.
I don't have a point. My point is...
I'm just talking.
Yeah, that's all. I'm just stating how I feel right now at this time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's all.
Like the Kanye definitely is a draw. Because this is a Kanye interview. So, I don't know. I'm just talking.
Yeah, hey. No, you don't know. You don't know, Swag.
No, nah, Kanye be way better than this guy.
Nah.
this shit starting to seem like it's on purpose. No way a nigga just calmed down.
So, what? For
Six
me.
6 months later, he calmed down. I found myself.
For me, I find it crazy, and I'm pretty sure that, like, Kevin Durant's not the only person that feels like Drake is approaching, if not already, GOAT status. But it's weird to me that somebody who sings in a lot of his music, like actual R&B songs, is considered like the greatest rapper.
I think that's weird to put him in the GOAT.
He is a rapper.
He's a rapper, but I can't call you the greatest rapper.
When you drop your albums, there are literally R&B songs on the album.
Exactly.
How the fuck is that the greatest rapper?
Wasn't Views
and
like
I like that?
That
song.
Views was like that, right?
His last album was like that. It's actually half and half.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and you have people who have written on your album. You can't, like, you.
Yeah, and we don't know what you've written.
They discredit you.
All right, so can you be the greatest of all time and you don't write your lyrics?
No.
Rapper, no.
Why?
You can be artist.
Why?
But not rapper.
But why not rapper?
Because anybody can. Well, to me, I'll let you speak first.
When it comes to rap is about. It's definitely about the lyrics. It's about the lyrics and what you create.
The lyrics could be good. They just didn't
but
write.
But you didn't create them. That, exactly. That discredits you.
So, for me, it's because anybody can fucking rap. Now, singing is different. The delivery of a song. Everybody can't sing a song the same. Everybody can't hit the same notes.
Exactly.
Anybody can fucking... I ain't gonna say anybody, but it's way easier to rap a certain way than it is to sing. So all you really have is, for the most part, what you're writing.
Okay. You got anything to mix this with, good brother?
No, I don't have nothing to mix with.
Thank you.
Bitch.
And
drinking like a bitch again.
And look, you mix it with a little Sprite.
I don't mix it. I don't drink gin
and ginger ale.
I don't drink ginger ale.
Thank you, sir. See, fruit and punch.
I'm not feeling very fruity. But anyway, so
no, usually fruity.
It's crazy to me that people can consider him the greatest rapper of all time when A, he doesn't, you don't know what he has written and hasn't written, and B, he sings a lot.
I mean, well, the second opinion you said, yeah, he definitely sings.
Alcoholic.
I put too much juice in it. He definitely sings a lot. So.
He does. And not even just harmony. It's not like it's just melody. He literally sings. He's crooning.
Yeah, well, but with anybody, you could say, you don't know if they wrote it, but he definitely sings a lot.
No, but we know.
Okay, you sing a lot and we
you know. Have reference tracks out on you.
Yeah, well, with him, yeah.
You admitted that somebody wrote for you? So how much he really wrote for you?
But it don't matter anymore. It don't matter anymore. People say people write for Cardi B.
Bro, it matters.
Cardi, she just got a Grammy for some stuff.
And people do write for her. No, but nobody's considering her the greatest rapper.
We're talking about greatest rapper.
He can win Grammys for his shit.
Yeah, because that's not even our culture. That's something that white people credit and give us an award for.
So, can you get a Grammy for, excuse me, best lyricist?
No.
Why not?
Because it doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, outside of it, not exist. Like,
bro, we can't give a Grammy.
That's a stupid question.
If they had a Grammy for best lyricist.
Okay.
And Drake won.
No, he can't win.
Okay. Well, that was the question.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the question. What about you? If they had a Grammy for...
Drunk
hiccups. I know, right? I got the Homer Simpson fucking hiccups.
Duff Beer.
Right, the Duff Beer. But if they had a Grammy for best lyricist of 2000, whatever, can Drake win one?
With the Grammys? Or
with the Grammys?
I don't acknowledge the Grammys.
Let's just say you acknowledge them.
If I acknowledge them and they were a credited
If you didn't acknowledge them, should he win?
If I acknowledge them as a credited source of our culture... That we would give a fuck.
Okay, that's cool. I like this question. I feel that way. I feel like it based off of, but if we saying he don't write it, he shouldn't
about
be.
The Grammys, the current Grammys, they don't even care about our culture anyway. So when it comes to them, they're going to give us what they want to give us anyway. They don't even probably listen to me.
You should flip the screen around so we can see it.
Yeah. Halfway.
Yeah, that was when I was looking at it. Now, I feel where you're coming from, but I kind of feel the same way. They don't represent our culture. However, they kind of do. They represent music culture. Maybe not rap culture, but they definitely represent music culture. Because the only people that could vote for a winner or a loser of the Grammys are people that got industry credits. So, the people that did rap music got industry credits. They got to start voting. The people that did R&B music got industry credits. They got to start voting.
We don't look at Grammys. It's just a white man saying congratulations.
I get where you're coming from. it's okay. It's kind of like people that say, oh, I don't vote because my vote don't matter.
When are we going? And they can only vote on certain things. You know that, right?
But we got the BET
award. You can vote on everything. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're a country singer. You can vote on hip-hop.
Yeah.
It don't matter if you... That's why so many people, like, they pick the popular songs because you probably never even fucking heard this song.
Yeah, why you think Hotline Bling won? Hotline Bling won because the people in the country... Yeah, the people in the country categories that only know country said, oh, I heard that song Hotline Bling. Like, it was old 60-year-old white men singing Hotline Bling when that song was out.
You're right.
They grew on me. I ain't gonna lie.
I hated that song. That dumbass dance. That girl only be one thing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you did. Some people win because they deserve it. Some people win because they the hottest flavor.
Chance deserved it. Maybe.
Over Hov, what song did Hov have?
The Hov 44 album was out.
I would give it a chance.
I want to bash you in the fucking head.
No. First of all, the nomination?
Did you hear 444?
I heard some of it, yeah.
So how do you want to give him a fucking...
But because we talking about Chance, one song? You talking about one song, right?
No, his album one. Color Book 2. Oh, the album one.
I thought you were saying one song.
He won over songs over him and Kanye.
What year was that? Like 08? I mean, 08. 18?
2018? No, that was
15. That's
15? That long ago?
I believe.
I thought it was like 18.
I don't think it was that long.
Because that was when we was in. That was when we was in.
No. I went to get my ex back.
We was in Las Vegas.
I've never been to Vegas with you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was the first time I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
The first time I went to Vegas.
17 sounds right.
Yeah, it was a year before when y'all went after us. But 17. Yeah, because they had the 444.
You can be looking.
Yeah,
okay. Chance was out. And for Chance to have 8 Grammys and Kanye and Cole was up there?
Pablo, I'm cool on, but 444 had me,
You gonna say 17. Chance should have won over some of those Pablo songs?
Well, it depends on where he won at. And we probably should be fact checking at the last minute to see which ones he won.
I thought that.
Or you can check, see what Grammys Chance won.
I'm doing it now. But, go ahead. Right.
But yeah, 444. That was really impactful.
Well, I still listen to the album to this day.
I love 444.
Legacy got to be one of my favorite ones.
Family Feud.
What about it?
Does it for me?
Oh, the song. I thought you were talking about the show. Might say Steve Harvey ain't on it. Nah, I'm
Legacy
joking.
Does it for me. Bam.
444.
Realistically, that whole album would do it for me.
You get your ex back.
I definitely went to get my ex back, and then waited there. After I got her back, which wasn't hard, like I was like, why did I come back here?
Anytime yeah, you go get the chick
dumb
back,
nigga.
Like R. Kelly said, she ain't gonna be the same.
Whoa. All
right, don't do
we
that.
Don't quote R. Kelly on here.
Oh.
I'm not against him because the boy made one when a woman's fed up and...
Yeah, look, man. It was
too late to talk about it, boy. You went and talked about it and you shouldn't.
It's too much. I didn't know it was more going on. It's too much now.
So I will.
I'm not normally a fan of cancel culture, but
I'll never go back to my ex.
Yeah, but I mean, how long were y'all together? Like
long enough.
No, we put years in. Like years.
Well, 5 years.
Right,
years. But, what was her name?
You already knew you didn't want to be with her.
What was her name?
Yeah, 3-4.
3-4.
What was her name?
We're not doing that.
Yeah, what is this guy talking about?
All right, I got it. Rap performance. Rap performance.
Okay.
So we grade in rap performance. Nominations. Chance the Rapper. Lil Wayne. 2 Chainz. No problems. Panda. Designer.
Don't name the features. Just...
All right.
Yeah, just name the people.
Pop Style.
In the song.
Drake.
No,
All
that,
the Way Up.
That was Drake.
Fat Joe and Remy Martin.
That was cool. Remy Ma.
That part. Schoolboy Q.
No.
So who got it?
I gave it to Popstar Chance, but Chance won anyway.
I mean, Chance
Pop
got
Style.
It.
You would have given it to Pop. Oh, did you say
Chance,
that?
Yeah, he did, but he ain't mean that.
We say it like this.
No, Chance, when no problem.
When you think about the Grammys, I would have thought Pop Style would have won.
But we fuck with. We just going over how we feel.
All right.
Who we think should have won?
Anything, Wayne.
I would have said Chance. That in 2017, I would have said Chance. All right.
What's the next one?
I'm trying to find ones with Chance.
Pop Style was very underwhelming.
I don't even remember the hottest song. That's the only one Chance? Oh, no.
No, he won 8 like that year. 7, 8.
I don't know if he won that many.
I don't see. No, I don't want through a bunch. And Chance not
on. He should have won Album of the Year. Because he won Album of the Year. Because
Rap Album of the Year.
Well, Rap Album of the Year. Because it was a mixtape.
They don't give Black people Album of the
Year. Are you looking up right now?
I'm on the
website. Black people can't win Album of the
Year. Los Angeles Times.
I was mad that that Billie English girl Billie kept Eilish. Winning. Whatever the fuck. Shut up.
Billie Eilish is all the rage. It's like, nah.
I'm
not even going to hold you. Billie Eilish is very popular right now.
Anybody who wins the Grammys, especially when you're white, is very popular.
Bro, my little sister listens to Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish.
She was listening to her before the Grammys?
Probably.
I went and listened to that album. That shit was trash.
But see, she got emo music.
I love emo. Trippie Redd is emo music. XXXTentacion was
but that's emo hip-hop. She's like emo pop. Like emo pop rock.
I'm gonna just say that Billy Girl.
Trash. I wish they still sold CDs because I would buy it and then buy weed and then break the weed down on it.
She was crying blood and everything else because I had to leave a girl alone because she was into that. So Billy, whatever her name is.
English. Whatever, who cares? Billy.
That's why I said Billy.
That bitch Billy. That white girl Billy.
Alright, I got it. Rap album.
Alright, so who's the nomination?
Coloring Book.
This nigga said like he discovered something new.
Nah. I was looking for it, motherfucker.
We already said
I'm definitely on my C stick. But nah. So we got best rap album in 2017. Coloring Book, Chance the Rapper. And the Anonymous Nobody, De La Soul, Major Key, DJ Khaled, Views, Drake, Blank Face LP, Schoolboy Q, Life of Pablo, Kanye West.
No.
There's no Jay-Z in here.
Okay.
So y'all were wrong. Y'all misremembered with y'all dumb asses.
Either way, Pablo should definitely
I'm going to go with Pablo on that one.
Rap album, I'm definitely.
I'm gonna go with Pablo.
In that there,
I'm gonna go with Pablo because Kanye is a musical genius.
I ain't gonna go with Pablo.
I feel like you didn't listen to all the Pablo. I feel like you didn't listen to all of albums until I hired you.
I listened to all of Life of Pablo, like
and
a
Pablo
bunch of times.
Definitely beat Chance the Rapper for a rap.
I listened to all of
it. Should have beat.
First off, I'm a Kanye fan.
You heard how many choirs?
And I heard Color and Book too.
Number one, you heard every song Color and Book too.
Yeah, I did.
And how many choirs was in there versus raps?
No, what does
it
matter? I don't know.
Choirs
but
there.
I know. I like Color and Book.
That shit was
already. I like
those five songs was just nothing but singing.
Drake Views is on there. So
yeah, but we knew we us as people knew he's in the run.
But Color and Book too was just trash to me. That is one of the most overrated albums.
Color and Book wasn't trash.
No, it's trash.
It wasn't trash.
I don't.
Color and Book wasn't trash. I like gospel music, but Color and Book wasn't trash.
No, it's trash.
So did you like what was Kanye's album?
Jesus is King?
I ain't even listen to it. I ain't gonna hold you.
But you like gospel, huh?
Yeah, I do like gospel. I like Take
Me
to the King.
We'll touch gospel charts and you ain't listening.
You sung Take Me to the King a few episodes ago.
Yeah, I like Take Me to the King.
Why do you want to go to the King so bad?
I don't. I like the song. It's the difference.
Okay.
You know? Come on, man. Stop being stupid all you like.
Boy, you know you ain't gonna be able to drink alcohol when you go to that King, right?
He definitely not making it.
I ain't going there, so I'm not gonna see no king when I die.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's just gonna be black.
Who knows? You don't know. But
black for a little bit till you see that there light again in the hospital room. You just say,
oh
shit. Oh,
that's called reincarnation.
That's definitely not reincarnation.
That's when I'm born again. Literally, not figuratively.
So anyway, moving on past that,
bang,
I'm
bang.
Move out of your wheelhouse. Stop fucking looking at my notes.
Look at you about to spill your dumbass drink. You talking about Colin?
I know you don't really watch sports, so do you know who Colin Kaepernick is?
Come on, man, stop disrespecting me.
You
talking about the basketball player? Nah, I'm fucking with you. I know who Colin Kaepernick.
Who's Colin Kaepernick?
He's a former quarterback.
For what team?
What team was it? It wasn't the 49ers, was it?
It was the 49ers.
Oh, okay.
You should have said that with more confidence.
No, because I know they had red uniforms.
Thank him for your hint.
Uniforms?
He gave me a hint.
So
what'd he say? I didn't even hear him.
You're familiar with the fact that he's out of the league and why he's out of the league?
Yep.
So who do you think is right in this situation as far as him being out of the league?
I hope you're talking about the fact that...
Now, he still says he wants to play football.
You know what? I'm not even going to say what I hope you're talking about because I just hope you're talking about it. But if you're not, I'm going to tell you behind the scenes that you pick some old news if you're not talking about what I'm
thinking. Yo, can you just answer the fucking question that I proposed?
I'm just letting you know. Like, you Gary with the tea. You Gary with the tea. What's the question?
Gary with the tea. Getty.
What's the question?
You know that he's out the league. So
yes.
You know why he's out the league.
Yes.
So are you on Kaepernick's side or are you on the league side?
Should he be allowed to kneel? Yes.
The fact...
That is the question. Whose side I'm on?
Do you think he should be in the league or out the league?
If he is qualified to be a very good quarterback, and yes.
Okay, so let's say he's out of the league... And then they schedule a tryout for him, and then at the last minute, he says that I want to switch the location of the tryout.
Well, that happened months ago, and he was drawing.
Okay.
He was drawing for that. That's what you're talking about?
Can you just.
You got to speed it up, brother. You got to speed it up. Like, you old with it. Nah, he old with it. We talking about old news.
You're not letting him get to the news.
So,
come on with the tea.
So, do you feel like that he was doing it for a publicity stunt?
No, I think he was feeling himself.
I don't think he really wants to play anyway.
Yeah, I think he was feeling himself.
Do you think he really wants to play football?
I think he's more interested in being a martyr.
So you think he was doing it as a publicity stunt then?
But I don't think it was a publicity stunt. I think it was more of a...
Does the boy want to play football, or does he want to not play football?
I think he want to play football under his terms, and that's not how it works. You're joining our company.
So, no.
I don't think the boy...
All right, so let me ask you a question before you say this.
Go ahead.
Because this is how the white people looking at it. Can you go to your job
and
see people saying white power and hell Hitler and... eugenics, this and that, and be okay with it?
Well, it's a total difference because
I'm just asking a question.
It was silent protest.
Can you be okay with it?
No, but it's a false equivalency.
All right, I said this is how white people are looking at it. So
how do you know how white people are looking at it?
Because they talked about it. They tried to make it seem like him kneeling was him protesting the fact that the Star Spangled Banner has something to do with racism and all this other shit. And all he was doing was saying, hey, my people, my ancestors, and my kin are being shot down by police officers. And I feel like as a famous person, I would like to protest some way respectfully. But at the same time, get my message out there because I want people to know, why are you kneeling during the Star Spangled Banner? Oh, I'm kneeling because it's my way to represent my people that's going through the struggle. It's not the Pledge of Allegiance.
I believe
it. No, it's not the Pledge of Allegiance.
You might be
right.
We're right. It's not
the Pledge of Allegiance. Is not a song.
Yeah, it's not the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. It's not.
I don't know because I don't respect the flag anyway.
You don't respect it.
So all in all, does the boy want to play football or does he not want to play football?
Man. He wants to play football under his own terms. I said that.
Do you think he wants to play football?
No. Oh, well, God. Hold on. I think he wanted to. Didn't he realize his knees don't work the same way they used to? His body.
Life is much easier now.
Well, no. See, you don't really need knees.
Not your knees, but I'm just saying, like, he realized this shit is different now that I've been not doing it for a minute.
Them young boys going to hurt me.
No, that's what he fears that. I think he wants a payday. He wants to be paid.
He's interested in being a martyr.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying he wants to play. But it's weird to me that you want to play for the people that don't want you. Or and you then, feel like don't want you.
And then he got a settlement out of court for the, what was it, collusion?
I'm cool with him taking that. Okay. Because he lost wages and they
gave him money. I'm cool with that. But he has enough money that he wants to play under his own terms now.
I think he'd been had enough money. He wanted to be on his own terms.
Before he had enough money, you think so?
But if you're a multi-millionaire and you don't spend your money frivolously, and if you start businesses, you can be
this fine. How I look at it. If you going to get a couple of dollars and turn it and flip it into something else so that you and your family don't got to suffer, but at the same time, you're going to protest and you're going to do what you could do for rights that are being taken away from people that look like you and me, more power to you. So I support that, brother.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm really confused by him. Again, by the fact that he wants to be in the NFL when he has the opportunity. What?
You want that?
No, you can have it. Mm-hmm. By the fact that God damn it, you just keep interrupting.
You say he wants to be in the NFL. Come on.
With the people that don't want him, but there's other leagues out there if he really wanted to play football. He keeps saying he wants to play football. And the reason why I say that is because the XFL commissioner said that he recently reached out to Colin Kaepernick. And the average salary of an XFL player is about $55,000. And the amount of money that he wants is way more than $55,000. Undisclosed amount, but...
See, Kaepernick could have taken that deal and possibly gotten ownership in the XFL.
They're probably not offering ownership in the XFL.
I mean, if they're not offering it, then walk away.
Sit down.
Bingo. But
if I want to play football, though...
It ain't about football no more. He's became the martyr, bro. Well, like Jay-Z said, we're past the kneeling.
But you have to admit that you're a martyr. Well, you don't have to, but you should admit that you're a martyr.
Nah, we're past the kneeling, bro.
Because
it's about dollars and cents now. That's what it's about. All right,
we're going to touch on that in a second. In fact, we can touch on that now. It's past kneeling because kneeling honestly does nothing. Kneeling brings attention. So now, with Jay-Z partnering with the NFL, I think they just pledged... It doesn't matter if he profits off of it. I believe they just pledged.
America, it don't matter.
I believe. Can you look up what the NFL just pledged to justice reform?
All right.
So they pledged an amount of money to justice reform. So to me, it doesn't matter if he makes $1 million or $1 billion from the deal, as long as he's doing positive things with it. And it looks like the NFL, and I'm pretty sure. The fact that Kaepernick actually got a chance to try out had something to do with Jay-Z showing up.
Yeah, first of all, I think Kaepernick, it definitely has something.
He just wants the money.
Who's Christopher Kaepernick?
You said Christopher Kaepernick.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. It's on tape and video.
Colin?
To you.
Colin, Chris, all right. He gives a fuck.
Yeah, no, it says Jay-Z convinces NFL to sign $100 million deal toward criminal justice reform.
So that's actual money that will actually go towards something. Bang, bang. So that's why I say we are past kneeling. All kneeling does is draw light to whatever's going on.
It's kind of like...
Only money and influence will change actual things.
What Jay-Z did, and I don't want to put Jay-Z on some soapbox because I don't think he needs to be on a soapbox. But what he did is kind of like... The Civil Rights Movement 2.0. And hear me out. Because I know a lot of people going to be like, what the fuck he talking about? But they did a lot of protest.
Uh-huh.
They did all of those things during the Civil Rights Movement. And yeah, they did get us certain rights. And people felt like, oh, nonviolent this and nonviolent that. It worked. But what Jay-Z did...
So you basically said what Colin Kaepernick did was protest the bus.
Colin Kaepernick did a Malcolm X move.
He did. Oh, so
it's nothing wrong with Malcolm X.
It's more of a Rosa Parks move.
Okay, right? Perfect. Colin Kaepernick did a Rosa Parks move. Jay-Z did more of a MLK move. He segregated. He worked with them. He said, "You know what? Y'all treat my people wrong, but I'm gonna get in there and I'm a morph and merge some way to get y'all to do things that's going to help my people. Because they got 400-year head start. A 400-year head start. How can we ever win? So I'm not mad at what Jay-Z did. And Jay-Z and his wife, along with his wife, have made some moves that they got a social currency. Yeah. Give them a chance to figure out what they're going to do. And if they fuck up, then we could come at their neck. But give them a chance to figure out what's going on. Did you see that they sat down during the...
I don't care about during
the joint. No. That was a great business move. Oh, I wasn't protesting. I was observing. That's a great business move. That was a great response. It's nonviolent. It's nonviolent at its best, bro. But it's nonviolence with your brain. It's not nonviolence with, oh, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. Or if you hit me, I'm not going to hit you back. It's nonviolence on a much more sophisticated level.
Nigga, just say you ain't feel like standing up.
Nah, he don't gotta do that. Why do that? Feed the enemy what they want to hear? Feed the enemy, kill your enemy with kindness.
Well, he was in a no-win situation. So if he stands up, people gonna call him a sellout, which I wouldn't agree with. If he sits down, people gonna call him a hypocrite. He was in a no-win situation.
Let me ask you this: the fact that he sit down, the fact that he remains seated,
yeah.
Did you kind of be like, all right.
I didn't give a fuck.
Because
at the end of the day.
If you put the side of you that didn't give a fuck, did you kind of be like,
all right. No. There's no side of me that didn't give a fuck. The whole me didn't give a fuck.
What was going to be the other headlines? Jay-Z stands up at the...
That's why I said he was in a no-win situation.
Right.
I said that.
So what would you rather him have done?
I don't care.
Everyone in the industry is moving towards prison reform anyway. For the most part. So they're all moving towards the same thing. Right or wrong?
But the thing is, Jay-Z has some money to back it up.
Kim and Kanye don't
know. Kanye have influence to back it up. And also, Meek has...
Caucasian sister involved.
Meek has influence to back it up.
Yeah, but... So, prison reform is...
But that's what I said. It's going to take money or influence. Right.
Do you think Kanye is going to get Larry Hoover for free?
No.
The motherfucker just talking. When are you gonna learn? Kanye just talks anyway.
Who is Jay-Z trying to get out?
It's not about a specific person.
He's just trying to get all the homies.
He's trying
out.
To get prison reform. So prison reform can be we don't give us as much time for nonviolent offenses or
that's what they're going for.
This is a misdemeanor instead of a felony now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to get somebody out of jail. That's what Kim Kardashian and Ye are getting people out, but
bunch of people out too. Right. Double digits now.
But you don't have to do that for prison reform. It's just some people are unfairly sentenced.
Yeah, and that's Kim's whole mission. And she becomes a lawyer.
All right, so, now. You know, you keep bringing up Kim. Don't keep bringing up the white girl.
This is
a black power pod.
Okay, but she's fighting for our rights.
No, she is. Shout out to Kim.
Yeah, absolutely. She down with the brown 100%.
Well, we know.
She down with the brown. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all.
Now she's sending it with law.
But three of the worst states... As far as prison and the criminal justice system is concerned, is Florida,
Mississippi,
Texas.
I would assume Texas, yeah.
And Pennsylvania.
I'm not concerned.
Now, Mississippi, I ain't know about that. So, I would have to look that up.
He's saying Mississippi because of a specific prison that's a piece of shit.
I'll look it up.
You know about the
one that Confederate flag still hanging in there.
Yeah, but
they have that in South Carolina. It's a lot of places in the South that have Confederate flags. We were just talking about that.
I feel like they still got nigger pie and white pie someplace.
What's nigger pie? Niggas only?
Don't you come in here.
Like niggas only?
Yeah, don't come here.
Nah, they ain't got that in the
Do you mind. Think no, that saying, if somebody has a Confederate flag that they're racist?
No.
No. I mean, yes. Matter of fact, yes.
You do? I'm about to say you. No, I don't feel that way.
I just want to. I mean, I'm not going to go see you at 12 o'clock at night, though.
No, I don't think it's a racist statement at all.
It's a history thing.
I think the whole black white thing about the Confederate flag has something to do with the media manipulating blacks and manipulating whites to choose a side. Because there was black people on the Confederate side.
In the KKK outfit, right? How do you feel about that?
That's different. KKK and Confederates are two different mm-hmm. things. KKK is actually, they were just talking about making the KKK a terrorist organization.
So, Confederates were like Republicans, bro.
I'd be a Republican.
Confederates were like Republicans. It was just a political, like, that's all it is. It's just a political, like, all right, this is how we stand politically. Now, they might have had slaves, but people that weren't Confederates, and I don't even know what they were called, because we're them now, I guess, Democrats, they had slaves too. They just had different types of slaves. All right, our slaves get to do things like not be outside all day and not farm for 16 hours a day and all of this. Our slaves get to make tea. And our slaves get to make coffee. We could do that our damn self. We don't need that. So it was a little different. Like, they still use slaves, but they was kind of like, all right, well, we won't use them as much because they do kind of deserve to have rights. Yeah, Confederates was more like,
You just said, all right, so you just basically said, let's just sum it up. They were regular workers, regular employees.
They what we do now.
Unpaid employees, so
unpaid.
They were slaves.
They were slaves.
And the home. That's what we work for anyway.
But it wasn't all black slaves either. It wasn't all black slaves.
Yeah.
And like all right, they had some slaves that was fucking music artists. Did you hear that song that recently went viral about the slave talking about I want you to suck my pussy good and what? I want you to suck my pussy. You ain't hear it?
Where you be at?
Look.
What part of the internet you be on?
Man, I'ma find it.
I told you, check out his OnlyFans. What? Whatever. Don't let him be your OnlyFans. Don't let him be his OnlyFans.
He signed out.
I'ma find it for you.
Confederate OnlyFans? there's so much.
Just on a side note, I hope you seen that John Jones fight.
Yeah, I seen it. Nobody cares about UFC, but I did see the fight.
People care about UFC.
I wasn't happy with the fight because the nigga
Riaz
kept backing up the whole fight. So that was that. If I'm gonna watch UFC, I want to see it more engaging.
Right.
That shit was like boxing.
Yeah, that was a terrible fight. That was a terrible fight as far as action goes.
Yeah.
I think the judges ruled it correctly.
Yeah, he should have won.
I mean, just me personally. Yeah. I watched the whole fight.
John Jones should have won. I thought he was going to lose watching the first couple rounds, though.
Yeah, I was a little scared. I was like, nah, John got it. But John got it.
But his last fight was like that, and he ended up winning.
His last fight, he got beat the fuck up. He won, but he got beat the fuck up.
I just mean that you thought that he was going to lose, but then he ended up winning. He can't keep fighting like that.
Yeah, he's literally giving it all he got.
He might be winding down his career.
But you know what?
Did you find it?
No, I'm looking for it. You know what?
You're not even looking at your phone.
No, I am. Tyson started winding down near the end of his career, too. And it might be the way they fight. Like, Tyson had that peekaboo style, so that required a lot of energy. It got to a point where he just was slower. So, like, he would try to dodge and duck, but he was so slow.
He started getting in the ring with people. Like, Holyfield wasn't backing down.
No.
Like, he could hit Holyfield. I'm not going down.
Yeah, he ran out of energy.
And I hit hard, too.
But if that fight went 10 rounds, who do you think would have won?
John Jones would have won.
Yeah, because he was getting tired.
You're trying to trick me into talking about you a fucking C. You're not looking for what you just said you was looking for. So if you're not, I'm about to switch subjects.
I am. Go ahead. Switch subjects.
All right, cool. I want to talk about hypocrisy. I want to know how you guys feel. Did you recently hear about Carisha?
No.
Do y'all know who Carisha is?
No.
That is Young Miami. So Young Miami recently had a birthday.
It's my young Miami.
She had a her name Carisha.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Ah, fuck a Carisha.
That make me wanna put my dick in the mouth. I like that name.
So great. Because of her name, you wanna fuck her name?
No, fuck her.
Because of her name. So let's just say she was a 300-pound
her name Carisha.
White woman named Carisha.
Her name Carisha. She could get the whole slab.
It don't matter because it's Young Miami.
Nah, I'm joking around, but, you know, her name really Carisha, so that's kind of...
Carisha, now I understand why she said, my name Young Miami.
She definitely ratchet. I ain't mad at it.
I am mad at it. What?
I ain't mad at it.
We're not here to talk about that. This nigga just offered.
I split it in half. I split it in half, motherfucker.
Yo, that's a fucking teaspoon you just
offered. Nah, but what about Carisha?
Take this
little bit. So
now on, I'm referring to her as Carisha.
So she recently had a birthday, and she asked her fans to send her $5.
How old is she?
That's nasty.
I don't know. 23, 25. Who cares? It don't matter.
What's your question? Nasty. What's your question about it?
How do y'all feel about it?
Nasty.
You know, a situation like that, I feel like she's exploiting her fans too much.
But I feel like it fit her brand.
Nah.
It fit her brand.
Nah,
bro. They ratchet bitches. Mm-hmm. It fit her brand.
It does fit her brand.
Nah, bro. Like, she ain't the only one that was asking for money. It's been a couple of them asking for money.
Who?
You know what? I don't even want to say names that I'm not sure of, but I heard it maybe a month ago.
He's about to say Andrew Broner.
No, yeah, it's Adrian Broner.
Adrian Broner.
Andrew, whatever.
Yeah, he don't know boxing. I was going to talk about Adrian Broner.
Well, I know who he is. I know he got his shit pelted in.
He wanted fans to send him $10.
Okay, we're not talking about Adrian Broner.
Yeah. But we're talking about her. It fit her brand.
Nah.
The ratchet shit? That's ratchet. That's
so when Adrian Broner did it, and this gets to the hypocrisy, people called him broke and wonder if he was...
They not calling her that?
No.
They should be.
No.
No, they should be.
To me, it fits her brand so well. Mm-mm. That she's like, that's like the $40 chicken
nah.
ass.
Nah, first off. Time out.
The what?
No,
you said you had a specific
number. Said $40 trick.
$40.
I heard him.
Uh-huh.
You get $40 tricks?
Female may ask you for.
Uh-huh.
And then she say, bring my mama Pepsi.
What?
And those.
Oh, wait. You get $40 tricks that want Pepsi, too?
No, boy.
So the Pepsi is like a tip.
I don't give no money.
The Pepsi like a tip. You tipping Pepsi?
No boy, yeah.
You tipping Pepsi? You nasty, dirty nigga.
He nasty because he leave a tip?
No, he nasty because he tricking.
Boy, I ain't tricking at all.
No,
all
right.
It should be boy. See, let me.
Why you stuttering?
Because I'll be trying. I don't want to use the word bitches, but it's just like part of it.
I mean, a trick is a bitch, right? Or no?
What?
Whoa.
What are you talking
is
about?
Is a trick a bitch?
You can know what a trick is.
Can you call a trick a bitch?
I mean, the if trick you're paying for it.
Can't, all right, if you give a trick $60 and can you
say... The person paying is the trick.
Oh, see, I ain't in that life. I know that. Me I thought the trick was the person that's doing the favor.
Why every trick?
I really did.
$140.
I ain't even going. I'm not even going.
What?
You know, I put my hand up like this, you know.
What?
Cut it the fuck out.
What? I mean, say what you gotta say. I don't know what you're talking
I ain't gonna
about.
Say nothing, man. But what I am.
In other words, the boy ain't gonna admit to nothing.
I don't know what he's talking about. Like,
boy, it's in your face. So I don't even say nothing.
But what I'm gonna say is.
That was the do-it-do. It don't matter.
I've definitely seen the memes of the $40 chicks. Especially on Twitter.
They all want
$40 on Twitter.
Right.
Oh, my God. The OnlyFans.
My electricity just got cut off. I just need like 40.
So always right. For everything is $40.
So that's how your tricks ask you for money?
Boy, no.
Yeah.
Every chick I ever hit probably been hit that with money.
Wow, you a nasty boy.
So what's y'all
for free? I don't ask for sex. So
what's y'all spending limit on vagina?
I don't spend on vagina.
Okay, what's your spending limit on vagina?
I got about a movie, dinner, and dessert, And maybe a gift.
Damn, you.
I'm thinking of a holiday. I'm thinking of Valentine's.
That's your girlfriend. We're talking about random pussy.
Oh, random pussy? I ain't putting no money on it.
Chinese store platter.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I had to put money on it.
I want us to have an honest pod here.
No, if I had to put money on it, I would not spend more. Man, that's hard. I probably wouldn't spend more than $60.
Damn.
And
$60 is respectable, and I'll tell you why in a moment.
Oh, because you paid $60?
So, $60 is respectable because let's just say you go grab Chinese food. So, you're going to get you something. You're going to get her something that's about $10, $15. You're going to go grab maybe some weed.
Yeah. Or a drink.
You're going to probably grab a bottle. So, I feel like that'll add up to about $60.
And you could get...
Nah, you ain't getting a bottle and weed.
Well, what if you want a drink?
I got liquor. Hold on, let's not talk
about
liquor.
Yeah, what do you mean? You can't.
Anyway.
You can't have a bottle and weed?
No.
How old are you?
Bro, I look at it like, first and foremost, the chick wanted more than me. Because she wants it more than me.
Because what?
The chicks I mess with wanted more than me anyway. Mm. So, I'll hold it down like this. I'm going to get you. If you want a little food, prayerfully, you don't. Most of them don't. They just want dick nowadays.
But if you eat, you have to offer her something to
eat.
Oh, you a dirty fucking...
I'm only coming to smash. Like, I'm not coming for all the extra get to know you, you get to know me. I'm not in the market for that. Well, maybe now. Maybe now that I'm not in a relationship. But I still don't even want a relationship. I don't even want to... That's too much.
Yeah, we don't need you to get on your soapbox again about relationships, so...
That was a good pod. Everybody drunk.
Everybody's always drunk here. Especially this fucker over here.
Whoa. You can't say that.
So, $60 is your limit. What's your limit? There's a limit. Don't act like it's not.
And, yeah.
Because 10 got going to gas 10.
You can't count the fucking.
So you're not
tank.
The only. Yeah, you come on, man. 15. Like we not talking about tricking. We talking about like I mean,
if it's a random girl
you taking out.
Yeah, it's
a random girl you taking
even
out.
Even if you're not taking out, you're going to still. You still going to grab something to eat.
Yeah, you doing something with like.
Let's grab some Chinese.
Okay, that's the.
I wouldn't grab Chinese. Like
that's whatever
not,
she want.
We going somewhere. I like going places.
No, I'm saying if it's 1 a.m. where are you going?
Well, no, 1 a.m. No,
well,
1 a.m. One in the morning is a booty call, bro. 1 a.m. If you coming over, I'm fucking.
11.
I'm fucking.
Well, yeah, we're talking about fucking. No, you know you're fucking.
I mean, if I know I'm fucking, you come over at 1 a.m. Let's get some Chinese. Let's get some American Chinese cuisine. Yeah, I'm gonna get you three wings for $3.
And you already knew she was coming.
So I'm gonna get you a blunt. I'm gonna get you a hug and a homemade iced tea. And we're gonna get it popping.
You gonna get gonorrhea.
We're gonna get it popping.
And a homemade iced tea.
Yeah, that's a 2-for-1.
What kind of fat bitch are you? First of all, who's
fat bitches need love too.
Who's drinking a hug?
Hold on, most of my chicks don't even really care to eat.
Unless they eat and you know.
So you done knocked down. If it wasn't good, it's no point of me being here anymore.
Who don't want to eat before they fuck? Who don't need energy?
Nah, boy, eating before you have sex is nah. Yeah. That ain't it.
Yes, it is. You
that's eat. Not it, bro.
I'm telling you, it is.
Your stomach be hurting and shit.
That's like, you. That's your body.
You can't
my
hit
body
it.
Know what to do with
you me. Can't hit it the way you want to hit it. Like nah.
See,
I don't know about you. I'm good either way.
I don't want to eat
I'm
before I'm fucking.
Here like this.
Nah, I don't.
Leg up on the chair.
I don't want to eat before I fuck. Like, we can eat after.
I want to eat.
We could bust a grub after,
especially if it's gonna be a long session. Like,
we could definitely bust a grub after.
All of mine's long sessions.
I want to eat.
What's long? Like 5-6 minutes?
No, hours.
Hours not necessarily long.
Nah, you ain't had them 8 hour, like straight through the night, Jones.
I'm not fucking on my face.
You never did that. Shit, you never did that.
3 hours and I'm done. If I didn't nut after 3 hours, I quit.
No. Bro. You nut. Nut again and again. Like, you nut so much your dick hurts. I swear to God.
If your dick's hard long enough, it'll hurt. If you fuck for 3 hours straight, trust me, your dick hurts.
I'm not saying 3 hours straight. I'm saying you fuck for an hour, you bust a nut, you stop for 30 minutes. You fuck for another hour. You bust a nut, stop for 30 minutes, fuck another hour. So you really only bust about 5 nuts in an 8 hour session. Then,
like, you wake up in the morning, you hit it again. Two times in the morning.
No, I'm talking, y'all never get to sleep.
No, we going through the 3 hours straight.
While you recovering from the bust of the nut.
I'm going to bed.
Two to three, and then I'm going to sleep, and I'm wake up in the morning. You, I'm going to knock you down in the morning.
You ain't never fucked no girl. You ain't fuck her how she want to be fucked.
No, she was very happy.
She was faking. She was faking.
No, she still calls for the dick today.
She calls because she can't have it. But if you let her have it, she's going to be like, huh?
No, I love
that. Oh, what's her name?
Don't worry about it. We ain't you.
Almost had this nigga. What else we got? I see it over there, Colin.
Turn this even more.
I can't see it.
So
I think I'm going to stay up all night for you.
Nobody got time for that. Fucking taking naps.
That's definitely how it goes. You be like, so when we going to sleep? like, all right, I'm trying to get some buzzy before we go to sleep.
It don't matter, bro, because I'm taking a pill at some point anyway.
You take Viagra?
No, something to make me go to sleep.
I'm about to say, dog, what are you doing?
I'm gonna take a pill that I'm prescribed.
You definitely shouldn't need no Viagra, bro.
You need a perk.
No.
Your perk is your Viagra?
No.
I heard perk is like Viagra.
I did hear him say perk. And I have heard that same thing.
I haven't taken a perk
is, all year. I heard perk and Henny.
All year. I think it's February. All
right. No, he's lying. He talking about Chinese New Year. This nigga talk about a week ago. He ain't had one in a week.
New Year. Oh my god.
I can't see it.
Or back then I was smoking weed and drinking.
Can you do me a favor? I'm doing this thing called Sober October. You want to do it?
Stop stealing from Joe Rogan. And it's nowhere near October. Shut up.
I'm just saying. Are you doing it?
No, I'm not.
Come on, let's do a Sober October, bro.
No, you do it.
I did Sober January.
Bro.
I am good.
I got Sober October in my phone. I'm ready for it.
I did Sober January.
It's February. I'm ready for it.
I won't be sober any month. What? For the whole month, I won't be.
Yeah, come on, dog. Do it with me.
No.
Hold on,
if you can't do it, you hooked. Okay. You got a problem.
Okay.
No, you don't.
If you can't stop.
I don't want to stop.
No, you don't want to stop because you got a problem.
Okay, cool. I got a problem.
Come on, bro. Don't be like that.
Okay. Can you control your problem? Because if you can control it, that makes it not a problem.
You can't control it if you can't stop.
You can't control it. If you can say, I'm not going to drink today and not drink, that's called controlling it.
All right. Say you can't. Say you're not going to drink for a month.
I don't want to not drink.
All right. We're not going to have this problem. First step is acceptance. Y'all don't want to accept it.
From the biggest alcoholic in this crib right now.
Y'all don't want to accept it.
The whole January.
Y'all don't want to accept it.
I didn't drink the whole January. I took a shot today.
Stop engaging with the only alcoholic.
Don't argue with me.
Drunk man in here. He's just drunk by himself.
Don't argue with me, son.
Can we get into some real business?
Come on, man? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
AAA for this guy. We're gonna put him in there. You see, he said he wanted to go in October, so we're gonna go in AAA in October.
No, you gotta stay up here. I don't care if he's drunk, sober, whatever. Nah, he got work to do.
I don't got a drink. Problem.
Anyway,
the pool gonna wait all the way to October after the summertime. After AAA.
Yo, that's Oktoberfest. You know how many bars I want to go to during October? A lot.
Yeah, but you are
only white people practice Oktoberfest.
And
I hate you.
He don't. It don't matter because he done drink the whole summer away anyway.
Nah, I'm not drinking the summer. What we got?
Can we talk about Meg?
Ooh, you know I love me some Meg.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Yes. Did y'all see Meg Thee Stallion's mugshot?
Ooh, let me see it. Pull it up. Pull it up.
So in 2015, so
that's our song right there. So, hey,
what's your song?
He's just sung it. He's just sung.
Well, he's a BITCA.
I'm not.
That's how you feel.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. Meg got it going on, man. I love her thighs.
What else do you love about Meg?
Her face.
Does she get the bitches going?
Her, do you love her face?
Her style. Her actions. Nah, I think she's beautiful.
I think he's about to get you with Tanya look like.
Right, I gotta see it. I don't like tall women. I don't like tall women.
But she took the wig off.
When she did. She went in the jail with a straight back.
I said, oh, no,
she had the straight back. Nah, you know, I ain't gonna hold you.
Kill me when she started taking the lashes.
Yeah, when I thought.
You finally get to know her.
When she was taking her lashes off, I thought she was rubbing her eye. So when she was rubbing it and her lashes was coming,
wonder why Ghost ain't leaving nothing.
Yo, nah, I ain't gonna hold you.
Ghost fell in love with that.
I like the natural sisters. I like that.
I like natural too.
I love it.
But
I love
I love
the natural sisters, bro.
See, but they
dark skin.
They painted that scene though, so she would look fucked up.
Yes, absolutely.
You still got hair.
She
could be
she
natural,
still look cute,
but you gotta have your, nah.
She looked cute, nah, bro. She wasn't.
I seen why Ghost.
She had her hair down, maybe.
She wasn't ugly, bro.
See,
she was cute
because she seen her without her makeup.
Nah, bro. She wasn't. She wasn't ugly though. She was cute.
Nah, I like Natari. I can't.
Yeah, I know you're talking. She was cute, bro. No. With her makeup off, she was cute, bro.
Anybody who take their lashes off,
bro, she was cute when she went into jail.
What's her name?
She just wasn't glammed up.
I don't.
She's not even cuter than her.
Angela, she had to take eyelashes off.
Yo, bro, neither one.
Ghost watched her take her eyelashes off.
Bro, what was it? What was it? Ramona?
No, shut the fuck up.
We got to talk about this.
No, we don't.
What was her name? Ramona?
It doesn't matter.
What was her name? Ramona?
Who cares?
What was her name? Ramona?
You drunk. And this is blaming me right
now. Tasha looked better. I mean, not Tasha. Ramona and Angela looked better. Tasha looked better than Ramona and Angela. That's what I was trying to say.
I'm rocking with Angela, but okay. We're going to go into what Gary wants to talk about.
That's the mug?
That's the mug
shot. Her last name, Pete?
I guess, nigga. I don't fucking know.
What's Travis?
Maybe that's the last name. Maybe Pete is her middle name. I don't fucking know.
Oh, wait. You showing me this because of what? She looked good right there, too.
I ain't gonna give her all that.
Okay, Meg. Let me see it. Click.
She's not the one I go to in the club. Tell you that much.
I take it down. When was
take
this?
Take everything down.
When was this?
This was 2015.
I mean, she
Cardi B vibes.
She not the way she look
we
right now.
Vibes.
She not the way she look right now. But I mean, all those dark spots is covered up with makeup. You know.
So
what I mean?
That's my thing there. Number one, this is not about Meg, because, you know, I don't, you know, whatever.
I feel you.
So.
Meg, holla at me.
You can't say something's, you can't say somebody's attractive and then say something's covered up with makeup.
Why
if
not?
You rely on makeup, you're not cute.
That's all I was trying to say, just like,
to say, though. Nah, that ain't the way it is. So.
If you need.
Meg is cute.
Beauty all right. Rag, what?
No, so Meg is cute right there.
Okay.
The only all right. So it looked like what's the dark shit on your eyes that run when you cry?
Mascara.
All right. So it looked like that shit is like she been crying because she locked up. That's what it looked like.
I thought you were talking about those dark.
That's what I'm talking about. It looked like she
that
been
don't like mascara. Mascara runs
that,
from
that
there.
Looked like she been crying because she locked up. Her hair on point. Her eyebrows on point. She got some nice looking lips.
You are gay for saying
her eyes. Nigga, I'm talking about all the shit that's attractive to me right now.
Her face structure is not there.
Her face structure is nothing wrong with it, bro. She. I'm not saying.
I know who you knocking down in the club.
Bro,
bring my girl around.
I'm not saying, oh my God, she looks so bad. Oh my God. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, She not at 100%, but she's still attractive to me. That's all I'm saying. I don't think she ugly. I'll show you an ugly bitch if you want to see an ugly bitch.
I didn't say she was ugly at all.
All right. I'm just saying. What are y'all saying? Because I don't think this is a, oh my God, this is such an unattractive photo.
I'm not going to levitate towards her in the club. That's all I'm saying.
But that's not what you're talking about. We talking about somebody that was arrested, that took a mugshot.
This is what she looks like.
Without all right. makeup on.
All right.
Mind you, hold on.
You're not gonna smash?
No.
Mind you, I don't know makeup. My girlfriend looked at this picture, and she said she has makeup on this picture.
I just said something about the mascara, didn't I?
So she has makeup on, and
that's how much she looks. That's what she looks like with it, just a little bit.
Well, what makeup does she have on?
He didn't say, do you have, I don't even know what makeup, what it's called, contour or
contour? No, she's not contour, because you see how her nose is like.
Bro, I don't know the difference. I'm just saying, he didn't look at Mrs. Brown and say,
nah, I like,
what type of makeup
it,
does
she I like have? Natural women. That's what it is.
She's not natural, though.
I mean, but you saying because she's
not
makeup
natural.
On,
actually, right? You like her more when she's not natural, so what are you talking about?
I like her.
And
like
she wears a lot of makeup.
Yo, I'm at a point where I don't care.
But you just...
I like natural women, but if they got makeup on, that's what they like to do because they like it. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, you could wear no makeup.
It doesn't. I prefer no makeup. I hate makeup.
Me too, because if I
can... But you ain't like her with
like
no
I
makeup.
Said, what did I just say?
You ain't like her with no makeup.
But what did I just say?
And that's my thing. If I don't like you with no makeup on, then I didn't really fucking like you. I like what you presented. I like that a mirage.
You know what would
like
be
I
the
said,
worst?
Like, go see her at night with no makeup.
Yeah, exactly. You know what would be the worst? The first time you meet a chick, she got all this makeup on. Wig, all of that. And she come to your crib.
I be
crib,
confused about wigs. I ain't gonna
you
lie.
Smash.
I don't be knowing me to be wigs.
And then when she wake up in the morning, she looks nothing like the same person. That would fucking scare me.
It don't scare me. I want to leave. I don't ever have to talk to you again, so
it
doesn't scare
leave.
Me at all.
I ain't gonna leave. I'm gonna get that morning bus, and then I'm gonna leave. I was
so
enjoying it.
So
night
you
before.
Went to sleep with this beautiful woman,
yep.
with all this makeup and wig,
and I bust one
to this bitch with a baldy.
We're not talking baldy. She got hair. It's just not
acne,
as long as her weave.
And you still gonna fuck
no,
her?
No, I saw her acne before. She ain't had no acne all of a sudden. Makeup don't cover up
yes,
bumps.
Yes, it does.
Makeup cover up bumps.
Yes.
I know if you got bumps.
Out here with hella makeup on, bro.
Makeup cover up bumps.
Yeah,
it'll make it. Yeah, shut up.
Make No. I makeup cover.
Go watch some makeup tutorials. Online.
Why would I watch that?
Because you'll see some amazing fucking magic.
Makeup cover up bumps. I thought makeup just cover up like dark spots or like a birthmark or the girls that got vitiligo, like stuff like that.
Talking to you is like talking to a child.
Right no, now. Talking to me is like talking to a man.
He just found sharp.
We talking to a man right here. You know, a manly man. You know, y'all just don't know. You just don't know. And I'm teaching you. I'm learning you guys something.
So Meg Thee Stallion was arrested for putting her hands on her boyfriend at the time.
Don't surprise me.
She was beating niggas?
Yes.
She just told you she a B-I-T-C-S.
So how do you feel about that?
Yo, domestic violence is no good. You can't be beating up niggas that can't handle it.
Apparently the nigga's big mad too, cause he can't beat her up.
Wow. She is a big girl though.
She
a big girl, man.
Can I tell you
I swear I think she's heavy. I think she's heavy, bro.
You can tell she's heavy.
Nah, she don't give me a tranny vibe. You tripping. She a whole woman.
She a big bitch.
She a whole woman, bro.
I ain't gonna say she's a big bitch, and I'm.
She but. Is a whole woman, bro. Like she got all of that. Like when you was like 12 and you looked at a woman, and you
was
like, "Oh shit, that's a woman."
She was the woman.
Nikki is big. She's just not as tall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Megan Thee Stallion looks heavy.
You don't think of a tall ass bitch. You think of
Megan Thee Stallion looked like I'll try to lift her up and be like, "Whoa, like whoa." You know, like that.
like I said, Nicki was the thing when I was growing up, so.
Mm. What you think? You think she heavy?
I don't give a fuck.
I don't know.
She's a thick woman. She's clearly a thick woman. She's probably a little heavier. Who cares? We're talking about her beating men up. So she allegedly beat her man up because she found out that.
Hold on, I just got one thing to say. How do you go to the cops and say, "Is she beat?"
No. So what happened was she was at a concert. This is her telling the story. Mm-hmm. She was at a concert. She found out her boyfriend of a year had a baby, or however long they were together, had a 1-year-old kid that she didn't know about. And she wanted to leave. He didn't want her to leave. He tried to stop her from leaving. A phone drop, whatever. At some point, whenever the cop showed up, she was punching on him. She says that he was pushing her before that, but she was punching when the cops got there.
She was punching?
The cops ask her, did he hit you? And she said no. And then the cops asked the man, did she hit you? And he said, yeah. She punched me. A lot. How do you feel about the man snitching?
I don't feel anything about it because at the end of the day, she should have kept her hands.
That's a fact.
No, I ain't gonna hold you. Real shit. Real shit. I mean, the I'm one saying.
She just said he just. They asked him a question.
Nah, he told all that. Fuck all that. He snitched. He told all that. He was tattletaling.
But he was justified.
But he gotta be tired.
Yes, and then say she punched me.
Because this is what happens when you got a girl that knows she can't beat you. When she try you, you just say back the fuck up, stop. You know what I mean?
In the house verbally abusing, you know what I mean?
And they'll stop. When you got someone that definitely could beat your ass, and you say stop. Don't do that. They're gonna be like, "What, nigga? Boop, bat, fuck you all the way up."
No, bro, my chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Start stealing me. These
what?
Types
of stuff. See, stealing me in my face. See, that's the problem. See,
but then that's when I got up, and I guess she never seen me acting this way because we ain't big. So I got up, and when I got up on her, I grabbed her hands, and I like almost like, but I had to remember, oh shit, I'm about to really like draw. I tell you, that next morning she bring it up. We had breakfast, right?
Right.
She's like, "What was she trying to do last night?" I said, "I don't know, but just don't push me."
That's when you gotta turn it up on her.
But she ain't hit me since. She ain't, that girl ain't hit me since then.
That's when you gotta turn it up on her. What?
My thing is, say something. You must have forgot who the fuck. You must know that I'm still a nigga at the end of the day, and I'll let you get a lot of stuff, but you not gonna tip on me,
right?
And when you got gripped up like that, it was like, ooh.
Right,
you draw like it brought you to a point where, oh, I know I can't beat this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta grip her up, but every now and then, you ain't got a punch on it though. I don't agree, but sometimes you gotta grip a bitch up.
I've never gripped a bitch up in my life.
Gotta grip her by the hands. Is she sitting there tipping on you?
I've never had a woman try to punch me.
What?
No.
Yeah, I got a haymaker thrown at me.
Oh, I don't know about haymakers.
Nah, I got a hangmaker.
It was more like these.
Yeah, I dipped it. I got a Layla Ali hangmaker thrown at me.
Because, boy, you thought yelling at him was
going to
do it.
No, I wasn't even doing none of that.
Why did she try to hit you?
Because I was opening the door, and she was mad. I was opening the door. I'm unlocking the door, and I'm going like this. And out of the corner of my eye... Right? Where you at? I'm like this. Out of the corner of my eye, I see this. Like a whole, like, cock back jaw. Like,
she gave you everything she been feeling.
I immediately had a reflex of doing this.
Now, what did you do before that?
No, we was arguing. But I didn't touch her. I didn't do nothing to her.
You must have said something. You must have called
her
one of the bitches or something.
Nah, we was arguing.
No, you said something that took her to the next level.
So, in your incident, what happened?
What? She asked me not to touch her. And then I didn't touch her, but she said it felt like I still was touching her. I was dealing with a crazy chick. So.
See, I don't deal with crazy women.
Not at all.
Crazy. Are you showing me?
You don't deal with crazy women at all?
No, I don't think she was crazy because she knew after I did what I did that I was really, it's really something wrong with me. So, in that instant,
I'm different. Right, 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 right. So, you don't deal with crazy women at all?
No. I feel like we are what we attract, and I'm just not a crazy person. I don't attract crazy women.
Oh, I guess I'm selfish.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I attract selfish friends, selfish people. Just a bunch. Damn, I'm selfish. And I only love myself. Damn, why you got in here self-reflecting?
Yeah, cut that shit out, man. Yeah, cut that shit out. Write a book. They gonna listen.
Write a book. They're gonna listen.
Auto book, man. Auto book.
Audio.
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 I'm doing with, I have one retard here the other week. And I have two
You can't
retards.
Say that word. We talked about it. You Bro, can't you're say. To say
special people.
Yes. You gotta say intellectually disabled.
You're supposed to say eight. Two people here with their eggs by scrambled.
Egg scrambled.
Two retards. Like the person.
Bro, say that word. You say it just sound wrong.
Retard. Yo, that's so fucked up.
Do you even know why I say retard instead of retard?
Yo, why?
You never see Hangover?
Is that where it's from?
Yeah.
All right. So, the word all right. Retard. What do you call a person that's really, really short?
Little person.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Boom. He has respect for the community.
I work with one.
You work with a midget?
See, this thing is crazy.
Is it a woman?
Bro,
a woman midget?
My friend,
is it a woman?
Is it a woman? My friend named Michael is a little person, and he does a lot more work than a lot of us. So, he be my friend, because he's going to do my work for me.
Oh, wait, did he tell you to call him a little person?
No, but...
I want on Monday. Can you ask him?
I go to work.
Do he think being called a midget is offensive?
Boy, I'm gonna wait till I don't need the boy.
No, no. I want you. No. It's for the pod. Tell him, like, look. They want to know this. They want to know because they're confused.
But like I said, I still work with this guy, and he does have a position over me. So, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Stop being scared, bitch.
You going to pay me from your entrepreneurship?
Nah.
You going to give me a little job?
Yo, if you want to get money, you better get out there and produce.
I tell you.
That's all it is.
With your entrepreneurship, give me a job. Let me fix something in one of your careers, man. I did go to school for that shit.
Well, I just did a floor. You went to school? Mm-hmm. We can work something out. Yeah, we can work something out.
See, you know, entrepreneurs helping our community.
Yeah, you know how I go.
He's not going to pay you.
Nah, I pay.
I know this guy. He's not going to pay.
I pay.
Oh, it's cool.
How many people? I wouldn't ask you to do nothing if I wasn't paying.
He's not going
to
pay you. I'm just telling you now.
I'm going to send my little friend up there. He's going to say, is this a Mitch?
You know, he definitely could work on the floors.
No. He's going to beat you the fuck
up. He got a lot of little energy in him.
What are you doing?
Alright, stop it.
Alright, sorry about that. We had to punch this in because the engineer / co-host had to take a shit.
A dump.
And I'm pretty sure it wasn't any toilet paper upstairs.
Yeah. No, it was some up there, but just don't go in there. I had enough.
That means you don't wipe well because it wasn't much in there.
No, you don't know how much is in the restroom. I gotta go to the restroom.
It's a bathroom.
Yeah, but it's a bathroom when you at home. It's a restroom when you're in a public place.
Nigga, it's in a public place.
I mean, look, I had enough to put one layer of lace on the toilet seat and then wiped my ass two, three times.
Right, especially since you wasted enough on covering the toilet.
I wiped. I didn't wipe. I wiped my ass.
It
I wiped my ass with the toilet. You know, I mean, toilet paper.
Just make sure you hop in the shower when you get home.
Yeah, I ain't got no. I ain't seen no baby wipes up there. So I ain't get to get the deep clean. You know.
Well, you ain't get a proper clean anyway.
I did enough. My drawers ain't got too much in them.
Still smell like shit.
How do you just shit anywhere?
I mean, I don't.
No, you do.
No, I don't shit anywhere.
You'll shit in any public toilet.
No, I won't.
You shit in a bar. In nasty bars.
No, I was drunk.
So?
Yeah, that's different.
I've been drunk, too, a lot. No, in bars.
No, that's different.
In bars with you. And I didn't shit.
No, that's totally different.
No. He's a nasty fuck.
That's totally different.
How?
Because the difference is I'm not drunk then.
So what else do you do when you're drunk that you won't do when you're sober?
Drink a lot. That's it.
Okay. That was such a stupid answer.
I mean, what you thought I was gonna say? Something weird? Like, what do you mean what do I do when I'm drunk, when I'm not sober? I mean, what do you think? Like, I drink a lot. I don't do nothing crazy. Like,
you fall.
People fall. I mean, do I fall?
You fell.
Do I fall?
Yeah, I fell when I was drunk, but I fell when I was sober.
You fell asleep in the club?
You fell asleep in the club?
No, I was tired that day.
Leave the shit alone.
No, I was tired. I was just tired.
Oh, man.
I drink at home now.
Yeah. Stay home.
All right.
This is public to you, remember?
It's home enough.
Mm-hmm. You said this is public, so...
It's home enough.
So how do you feel about Summer Walker saying she's never making a song again after 2020?
I don't care. And she's lying anyway. They all say that.
I'm not going to hold you. I don't care.
She has said this... Do y'all like Summer Walker?
Yeah, I like her.
I think she could sing. I like her music. And, you know... I think she a little sexy.
Man. You think every woman?
That's
is
why
sexy.
I say you know. I think she a little sexy.
Who don't? I want to know who you don't find sexy.
Lunel.
You fuck. Yo, you would definitely fuck Lunel. You nasty.
What? Nah, dog. Nah. Yo, I would be willing to bet you, like, to sleep with your wife when you marry her before you do. That I would never fuck Lunel. If it was a way to, like, if I could live my whole life and die and never have fuck Lunel and then come back after dying, I would definitely bet you that. Because I would never.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about what he was talking about in Power. Did you see Power? You saw Power, right? He said that to Sex.
I only saw the last 5 minutes.
Well,
he
said that to
YouTube.
Sex. He told Sex. Or Sax told the Asian guy. What's the Asian guy name?
I don't fucking remember. Who
What's
cares?
The Asian lawyer name? Well, Sax is the white lawyer, right? Sax is the white lawyer, right? Sax told the Asian lawyer. Or the white lawyer
told.
I got you. The white lawyer told the Asian lawyer that he could fuck his wife before they consummated their marriage. Because he got his job back. You know what I mean? I'm saying if you would let me do that to your wife, I would do that to your wife before I would fuck Lunel. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I forgot the word he used, though. But that's what it meant.
Okay. Well, nice to know there's a scenario where you would fuck my wife.
I mean, I give her back.
Okay, well.
You won't want her back?
Nice to know who your friends are.
You let me, so we friends.
No, I'm definitely not a cuckold. I'm okay with that.
Keep what y'all do in private to yourselves.
Well, he's trying to fuck somebody's wife in front of him.
I mean, they gonna let me though, so it's not like
it's not. Threesome your wife, y'all.
No, he met some random couple in a bar last week.
But it's nothing wrong with that. Like that's like normal.
Whatever people are into, you know, they
into it too. I mean, I'm into threesomes.
It's not a threesome. It's just me fucking his wife.
Well,
he watches.
No, he didn't say he wanted to watch.
He's going to watch.
I'm just saying, like, even if he doesn't watch, but he lets me fuck his wife, I'm totally fine with it. Like, that's normal.
Okay, when he realizes this is a total mistake and she asked him for it and she
No, he does it all the time. They got
there
open
are people
relationships.
Have open relationships.
I don't. I'm not in one. You would be in an open relationship?
Nah, I'm cool on that.
I would be the guy that is open to fucking your wife. I would be that guy.
I don't know why I would be in an open relationship. Because I'm open to a lot of different things anyway. So, I'll put it like this. I'm probably fucking off on you anyway, so I assume you're fucking off on me. So, we might as well just make this official.
Yeah, nah, I'm cool.
Like, I want you in my life 100%. I want you to be.
Yeah, nah, I'm too jealous for that one.
Yeah, I'm not jealous. I don't care.
Yeah, nah.
I don't care enough.
Nah, I can't run around just sucking dick. Sorry, miss.
Holy shit.
I got a friend. I got a friend that definitely said he don't mind being in an open relationship.
Yeah, so I just thought about
like with his wife and everything. Nah, he was totally fine. Like,
you're probably sucking dick anyway.
She probably catching facials out there, coming home to you.
Taking mine.
Ignorance is totally bliss, bro.
Ignorance is bliss. You can't be mad at something you don't know about.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss. I wouldn't want to know about that. I wouldn't want to be down with that. Nah.
I lied to the chick and she said, when I went to go hit my ex, I just said, she said, did you hit anything since I've been going? And I said no, both times. And she said no too. Just as easy as I said no, she could have said no. But
was you lying?
Of course. I was hitting, never mind.
You was hitting what?
Mm-hmm.
You was hitting what?
Only her and her only.
Okay.
I love her to this day.
You think you lying, Gary?
What?
You think he lying?
He always lies.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
Yeah, but I respect our black beautiful women, man.
What else we got?
Oh, he's going to leave right before we talk about A Boogie.
Hold on.
He seemed like he would really like to talk about A Boogie.
He looked like A Boogie.
He don't look shit like A Boogie. You got to work on your jokes.
Need a hoodie.
That was so old and corny.
I don't care.
That's like a classic. That's your problem that you don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, why care? I care. They don't listen to us because I care. Yeah, that's not why they listen to us. Yeah, and when you whisper, they can still hear.
Well, I need him. And he still didn't follow the directions.
Neither did you.
It would have been returned.
Yeah, would.
Your saw's in there.
My what?
Your saw's in there.
The circular saw I borrowed.
It ain't where you got it from.
Yeah, tell him put it in the basement. In the dungeon where it's never coming out.
You might use it again.
I ain't using it again.
So are you familiar with A Boogie?
Yes.
Do you like A Boogie?
I do. Yeah.
Did you listen to A Boogie's album?
No. Why? When did it come out?
Either late 2018 or early 2019.
No, I didn't listen to it.
You like Drowning?
Drowning?
Yeah.
His song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else songs do you like from him?
I like the features that I hear, but as far as listening to his music,
do you feel like A Boogie has...
My favorite joint was Day One. This is supposed to be my Day One.
I was just holding him off until you got back.
Dude. Oh,
okay.
What the fuck?
Well, he can't. I didn't want him to go into a hole.
What the fuck? Go ahead. Hold me off.
All right. So, how do y'all feel about A Boogie?
Hey, you totally disregarded the question. Hey. All right. Anyway, I got the guy I really want to talk to. So,
okay. If our A Boogie. Yeah. Expert.
A Boogly, like, panelist.
Who the fuck is Boogly? Yeah. This is why I can't talk to you about A Boogly. Oh, my God. So, A Boogly is taking shots. He taking shots at rappers. He put a tweet up that said, I bet. It's an emoji. I can't tell what it is. Probably a shocked emoji.
You got to read it. Read it.
No, I don't feel like going in.
I'm an ad lib.
I bet.
Down in.
What?
I can't think his ad libs. I was like drowning.
So you named the whole. All right. So keep on trying to sound like me without showing love.
Fold it.
And I'm gonna start suing you, motherfuckers.
Fold us.
For real though, this shit getting out of hand. I'm trying now. I'm not trying to knock nobody hustle. I'm just getting tired of the craft.
You a man?
Y'all bring
now.
It to the table.
That's good.
What are you talking?
That one was good. That was a good able ad lib. Go ahead.
Y'all making this shit boring, he continued.
Boring.
How do y'all feel about people sounding like A Boogie? Well, do y'all feel like there's rappers out there that are sounding like A Boogie?
I don't think so. I was confused when he said that. I
would expect you not to.
No, I was literally confused.
I would expect you to hear.
I haven't heard any A Boogie sounding like anybody that's...
You don't feel like Lil TJ sounds like A Boogie? And I like Lil TJ.
Ooh. That is a good comparison.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, I didn't even think of that. The whole point when your style should become the new wave, right?
That's how it is now.
Styles will become the new wave. And that's a good thing. You know how many people, when you hear, you're not going to hear a whole flow. Or Jadakiss. But you got to think. I'm trying
you're
naming
like classic clothes right now.
Hold on. I'm trying to think of somebody. You're not going to hear. Okay. What? Cole.
Davies.
That's a lot of people. You got a lot of Cole.
Who like sound like Cole?
Aaron May. You heard of Aaron May anyway?
I don't know who that
who
is.
Sound like, who sound like Davies?
Bro, Davies is like Jadakiss. Like, they have like a certain voice.
To me, Davies sounds like Davies. To me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he got like a Jadakiss thing in me.
I don't know who the fuck Aaron May is.
I don't either.
But he had a J. Cole flow.
You mean LMA?
No. What the fuck is he talking about?
LMA, booed up.
Just ignore it.
Like, there's plenty of, like, there's plenty of people out here that have old Kanye flow.
Who?
Not plenty. It's like these younger guys, like, it's younger people that, no name people that I give a listen to, and they have.
I mean,
like, oh man, you sound. So, like, I mean, you're looking to be the flow. You're looking to be the style. When you listen to Young Thug and then you went and listened to Roddy Ricch.
He out thugged Thug.
He out thugged
Thug. Yeah.
So, you know, Boogie Mag and Lil TJ could out.
He's trying to stump that joint out.
I definitely prefer listening to Lil TJ.
He's trying to stump that joint out early.
So, A Boogie's a little mad that he did it better, but that's the whole point. The way you're trying to get people to be like you. In all honesty.
When you reach the point where you influence other people, that is where you want to be. That means that you've made an impact.
I mean, Future made it through.
Well, who did he take his sound from?
No. I'm saying people try to take their sound from Future.
Because we thought Roddy Ricch did too. Was
Future took his sound from T-Pain, but he changed it. But then
the same
Designer
thing, but...
Designer came out and tried to do exactly what Future was doing. Future wasn't having it.
He did him with that one song.
Future wasn't having it, though.
Well, it's not what Future's songs. Having; it's what the fans are having.
And they wasn't having.
I'm still not. I don't care for Future now.
And I don't think that
I don't like Future.
I like Future.
I never liked Future though.
I like Future.
You do? You the type that like Future? You like Jeezy too?
Have you listened to Hendrix? Well, Hendrix is nothing like that. That's actually his R&B version of that.
Yeah, but Hendrix is a fairly older album.
Some albums, when you like it, I'm going to give you credit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not for the new. I don't want to hear Future right now.
I liked his last album.
I didn't like the thing.
It was so many songs. I don't ever like when he gets with Drake.
And I think it was more because
you said this was
how it switched, how the beat switched, and it just was a bad song.
To me. I have never listened to a Future album.
Working on the Weeknd.
I think they came out with
Drake's part. That's a
Drake and Future, you talking about?
Yeah, I think they came out with a second song, didn't they?
They had an album, didn't they?
No, yeah, but that's old. That's like 2016.
They're about to drop an album.
Yeah. I'm not here for it at all.
Another album.
You heard the song.
Which one?
You heard Drake, and that was very bad to me. Yeah, but Drake's part was great.
I think Drake is going to fall off in the next 5 years.
Drake's never falling off.
How to stick his somewhere he needs to be.
He's the new Hov.
Nah, but y'all said Drake was.
We're not talking about
a vulture culture.
A culture vulture. All right, so people said that Jay-Z was a culture vulture when he came to Philly and got a bunch of niggas from Philly, and he changed his flow up a little bit.
And then they
wasn't using culture vulture. Man.
They wasn't using the term, but it was the same.
Same sentiment. Concept.
Yeah, they better.
That's probably what they were saying.
But now, then he contests himself to Kanye.
When he first started, when Jay first started rapping, he was rapping a thousand words a minute.
Yeah, like Jazzo. All that dumb shit.
Jazzo
was
dropping
an
album too.
Jazzy Jeff.
Jazzy
Jeff.
Jazzo
was dropping another album. But anyway, yeah, he signed a Rock Nation. Shout out to Hov.
Oh, wow. Talk about full circle.
Okay, let's finish.
Talk about full circle.
But yeah, so a lot of people felt like that Jay was a culture vulture as well.
He's still attaching to something. It was Kanye. Then it was even his wife. Then he attached himself to now.
But really, it's more of a reinvention. I wouldn't say he's a culture vulture.
Yeah, because, I wouldn't say he's a culture
but vulture. But it's more of a reinvention. I feel like Drake kind of vultures some cultures.
Yeah, well, I mean, we spoke about it earlier. I was playing devil's advocate, but at the same time, I do kind of think Drake is doing a little too much.
But when I say old, I would never say he was, because he's just staying in the culture and just staying relevant with the
movie.
Now, if I go look at, like,
the culture was different back then. It was.
But then it's some people,
like, gangster rap wasn't always popular. Gangster rap was kind of like,
yeah,
well, nah, don't do that. We doing dance rap.
Gangster rap dance is where it's at. Since what, the like early 90s?
Yeah, like 90s.
It's a long time ago.
I know, but it wasn't pop rap. You get what I'm saying?
When NWA came out, whatever that was, it was pop.
That was, but it wasn't the whole genre. And that was probably like the 80s, bro.
That's a long time ago.
That is a long time ago. Gangster rap's dying right now.
Gangster rap is not dying.
Gangster rap's dying, bro.
It's just mixed with trap.
Gangster rap's dying.
It's mixed with trap.
Gangster rap's
gangsta
dying.
Gangster rap. It's not much difference between gangster rap and trap. Yeah.
Gangster rap's dying.
Gangster rap is trap music. Basically.
Trap music is gangster rap with a dance beat.
Gangster rap.
Well, it's still gangster rap.
Gangster rap was like hard beats and all of that. Trap music is gangster rap with dance beats.
I'm gonna just let you know now, none of the people my age, other than probably a couple of us, want to hear somebody come on the track the way Hov came on the track.
Right, right.
Come on, like Beanie came on. You know?
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, they don't want to hear it, bro. They want to hear shit like
I go, cause I still
like Rowdy Rich
now and then or whatever.
They want to hear,
like, oh man, what's wrong with you? Or if I rap, cause I have some of my rapping, so sometimes my flow is an older.
This
is
a perfect time to get into the mountains.
So they're like, they hit it with the, oh, you have an older flow, but you have but your hooks are younger, mm-hmm. So that's why my style is different.
Mm-hmm.
But they be like,
what style you got though? Like, where the songs at?
I got you.
Yeah.
You keep having me, but you never got me.
Yeah, until you got us, I don't hear none of that shit.
But I ain't got you anyway. I gotta make Unc proud.
All right, make us proud.
Nah. Unc as in Gary, aka Jizz, no homo.
Jizzmatic.
Okay, you're adding a little too much to that.
They call him Jigga Man.
You're the only one that's ever said that. It's not a thing.
It's a thing, bro. It's been a thing since we was like 13.
For you, like, nobody's ever said that.
It's just funny, bro.
He's been calling you Jigga Man. He's been coming in there with Jigga Man.
No. When I make fun of him, I be like, "What's good, Jigga Man?" Just making fun of him. That's
Jigga Man. Who? You remember the beans?
Because the name is stupid as hell.
Jay-Z.
Jigga what? Jigga who? That's the one he talking about.
Yeah.
Jigga
man who? You don't remember?
Jigga what? I
mean, you said with beans.
Yeah, because he don't beans. Know the song.
They went with beans.
Jigga
who? Who was it with
Jada? Fuck y'all with H. Jigga what?
Who was on that song?
Jigga who? I don't fucking know.
Was that him alone?
No, it might have been. That might have been a Black album.
That wasn't a Black album. That was Volume 2.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it was Volume 2. I know Red.
I don't give a fuck if it was Volume 3. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Go ahead. What
you
album
can't
was
drink
it? What album?
I just told you what album was
it that he said your name?
It's not my name, but Jigga What was on Volume 2.
Oh, wow.
Jigga What? Jigga Who? It was just Jay-Z.
Yeah. Alright, what else we got?
Alright, so since we're on the topic of music,
mm-hmm.
Did you listen to the albums I sent you?
Two.
Why two? I sent you the shit on Friday. You said I sent you the shit early, you listened to the shit.
Yeah, and I did
you
last
You called me like a fucking professional.
Last week.
You only as good
in
as...
And the week before last, I had notes.
I don't give a fuck about your balled up piece of paper.
And I did it right. I had notes. I listened to everything.
What did you listen to?
I didn't want to hear any of these fucking albums, bro. Like all of them were like, I don't want to hear shit. I'd rather just hear silence.
Can you just tell me what you listened to?
I listened to the DC and the R
The what?
I'm giving you acronyms of their names. DC.
Do you think the fucking listeners know who the fuck DC is?
I listened to Denzel Curry, motherfucker. Denzel Curry Unlocked. Did you listen to it?
Yes.
What did you think?
I didn't like it.
I thought it was Black Eminem. I thought it was extremely wordy.
It was.
I thought some of the songs were cool, but I've realized I was trying to make myself like stuff.
I could see how people would like it, but I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not for me. It wasn't terrible. It's just, it's really not for me. It's not the type of music I want to hear. However, because he just said people his age don't want to hear old Jay-Z and shit like that, I could understand where they coming from.
They don't want to hear any Jay-Z.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any Jay-Z.
I do.
No, I don't.
I don't want to hear Hov.
I don't want to hear any Jay-Z, but I feel like
I can't respect you. I feel like a music reviewer.
I don't want to hear any Jay-Z.
Why?
Mm-hmm. You know what song I want to hear? Jay-Z, Forever Young. Yeah.
Let's get into this.
Forever Young. I want
to
be
forever young.
I'm not drunk anymore.
So what Jay-Z album do you like?
Blueprint.
And you listen to the whole Blueprint?
Yeah, sure.
What other Jay-Z albums do you like?
Heart Not Life.
Volume.
Heart Not Life?
No, Heart Not Life.
You listened to the whole Heart Not Life?
Yeah, I had the tape when I was like fucking 8.
You do know that Heart Not Life is volume 2, right?
What?
Heart Not Life is volume 2. When you just said that, was that, I think that song was on the Black Album. That was volume 2.
I don't care. I don't know the albums. I'm talking about songs.
I just asked you what. All right. No, seriously, you can't drink this much next week.
No, I'm not drunk. I'm literally not drunk.
Then you got to take a nap before you come here.
No, I'm legit not a Jay-Z like connoisseur.
But I just said, what Jay-Z albums do you like?
Wasn't Hard
Knock
Life.
You named the Blueprint, which is not a song, but an album. Yeah. And then you name a song after.
No, I thought the album. All right, so Hard Knock Life was on what album?
It was on Volume 2.
I thought Hard Knock Life was on the album called Hard Knock Life, because
I had a tape
when I was really young. Volume 2. Just because I ain't remember the name, I'm talking about that album though.
You just talk about the song.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the
album.
All right,
cool. All right, let's just move on.
What Jay-Z albums you like?
Let's move on.
What Jay-Z albums you like?
What other album did you listen to?
That's it. Oh, no. The one with Forever Young on it. I had that one, actually.
Talking about the albums.
Yeah, I'm telling you songs I liked off of the album.
No,
but
we're
I had
back
the album.
On current music. We're off of Jay-Z.
Oh, okay.
What other album did you listen to?
Okay,
so I like Reasonable Doubt. I like Volume 2. I like some songs on the Dynasty.
I liked American Gangster too.
I like
American Gangster.
I like. Can you shut the? He asked me the question. All right. Had your chance.
I forgot.
I like Blueprint 1. I hate Blueprint 2. I hate Black Album.
You hate the Black Album?
I hate it.
I love the Black Album.
Commercial, disgusting.
Who gives a fuck?
I hate.
Getting a little disrespectful when it come to Hove, and I don't like it.
I don't like.
Who
King,
the fuck
I like some
cares?
Songs on Kingdom Come. But I don't like the whole project. I like American Gangster, Blueprint 3, and 444.
Blueprint 3 was with Forever Young.
I know.
That's what. No, I just remembered.
I don't like Magna Carta. Like, the songs, the albums that I don't like, he has some good songs on, but as
he
a whole.
Good songs on Magna Carta.
But as a whole, that project was trash.
Yeah, that was. I like the Black Album.
I wasn't feeling Magna Carta or 444. I like Blueprint 3.
I like
Blueprint 3. I like American Gangster. I like Blueprint 1. And whatever Hard Knock Life was on.
You said you didn't listen to the whole 444. I don't.
No, I still don't like it.
How do you not like something you didn't listen to the whole
Because thing? I heard enough to not
you
like.
You have to listen to the whole project.
I heard enough to not
name
like.
Name two songs of
enough that I don't remember. Duh.
Go back and listen. Do yourself a favor.
What albums do you like from Hov?
I like Magna Carta. Well, I like songs off Magna Carta altogether. I like the Black Album, and I like 444. I like the American Gangster. I didn't like Kingdom Come.
All right, so all three of us picked American Gangster.
But his two best albums are Reasonable Doubt and Blueprint. But,
I will pick a Reasonable one. Doubt. I will definitely put Reasonable Doubt in there. I forgot about that one. I will say that. And mind you, I only know Jay-Z music because of my dad. My dad listened to Jay-Z when I was a kid. So I heard Jay-Z music growing up.
More respect for 444.
No. I should not have more respect. I don't like Jay-Z. I heard all of his albums. Like, not all of them.
Let's just out of curiosity.
I like Kanye. We talked about this last week.
What albums do you like of Kanye?
Late Registration, College Dropout, My Dark Twisted Fantasy, Life of Pablo, 808s and Heartbreak.
That's damn near his whole collection.
No, it's not the whole. It's not
three.
The whole.
You're
it's
all
not the whole.
Four albums.
No, it's not the whole. What was the one? Live in a Spaceship. I ain't made shit. All right. What? All right. So I was about to say some
six albums.
He had something in between Late Registration and College Graduation.
That was the third album.
I'm a Kanye fan.
How are you a Kanye fan if you think Graduation came between Late Registration?
No, I didn't say that. I said it's one I'm missing. It was just one I'm missing that had to deal with that college era.
That's cool. College
for Kanye.
College Dropout. I hate Late Registration. I love Graduation. I love My Twisted Dark Fantasy. A couple songs on Yeezus is cool.
I wasn't feeling Yeezus.
It was cool. I mean, it was only seven songs, so I'll say Yay.
I wasn't feeling Yeezus.
I like Yay, and that's about it. A couple songs on Life of Pablo, but
okay, a couple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Life of Pablo was that shit.
He's like, I already know you're gonna like the whole catalog. College Dropout, Late Registration, College Dropout, 808s and Heartbreaks. I like it, but it's not my
favorite. Oh, I'm sorry. 808s and Heartbreak. That's one of my favorites.
That's like one of my least favorites.
That's
actually
one of my favorites.
That's one of my least favorites. I like
Sometimes I keep a love lockdown.
Yeah, I love that.
That's one of my least favorites, though.
Watching the Thrones, because that's still his album.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
I hated that album.
It's like five good songs. Kanye out rap Hov in a lot of them. So Hov didn't even really fight for that project. And then you got Yeezus, a couple songs off Yeezus. I'm really going in order. You got caught, and then after Yeezus, you got Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, one of his best albums ever.
Yeezus was after Dark Fantasy, right? That's what that I was gonna say, but he had
his beautiful, beautiful
fifth album, fourth album. It came out in 2010.
That's his seventh.
No, it's not. My Twisted Dark Fantasy.
What was his best album?
No, it's not. College Dropout, Late Registration,
Graduation,
808s and Heartbreaks,
Watching the Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
When did Watch the Thrones come out?
Around that time. It might have been before 808s or after. It was around that time, though.
Google
it.
And then that's when Dark Twisted Fantasy came out.
I think Dark Twisted Fantasy came out before Yeezus. You sure?
It did.
I mean, after.
No, it came out before.
I get the discography.
He got all his fans back, and then he stopped giving a fuck. Where was I? It's Dark Twisted Fantasy, mm-hmm. Yeezus, Pablo, Yay. And then it's his gospel shit. Jesus is King. So he's 10 albums
in. He got two albums he dropped this year. Last year.
So are you saying you like all those albums?
No. I was just
It sounded like it.
Well, we were talking about what you like.
Yeah, but he got to the...
What did you like?
Everything except for the last one.
Last two or last one?
No, I like...
Watch the Throne came out after My Twisted Dark Fantasy. Came out the year after. It came out 2011. My Twisted Dark Fantasy was 2010.
All right. What was Kanye's best album?
My Twisted Dark Fantasy.
I agree.
Dark Twisted Fantasy and then College Dropout.
Second best? Late Registration.
I'll say Graduation.
Late Registration.
And then graduation.
Broke. We ain't got it.
That shit, you would like late registration.
Yeah, late registration. I got so many memories with late registration. I was like, shit.
Touch the sky.
Yeah. I got, what was the power?
The joint was okay.
That was on my Twisted Dark Fantasy. We got to get off Kanye, because this is like...
All right, what's the other?
What else did you listen to?
No Kanye talk, man.
Yeah, we told you this at the beginning of the pod. What's the other album?
You talk whole, you
what know. Other album did you listen to?
Ravina.
That would be the only other album you listened to. So what did you think about the album?
Yo, I love it. I don't love it like I would listen to it all the time, but she gives me the vibe of Solange with Cranes in the Sky.
She
does.
And I like this album.
Nah,
but...
she does, bro.
I mean,
she gives me a Solange
but...
vibe. She gives me a Solange vibe.
You gonna name Cranes in the Sky?
Yes. That whole EP reminded me of a album full of Cranes in the Sky. Yes, Cranes in the Sky, bro. You didn't like Cranes in the Sky?
I love that song.
So then what's wrong with that?
I don't love these songs. I like these songs. I love that song.
Bro, the vibe she was going for, the way,
drink it away?
The way she was delivering those vocals had me like, oh my God, it's some Cranes in the Sky.
Nah,
I'm serious.
Well,
it was good.
Ravina's project is called Moonstone. Yes. I like the first three songs. I didn't like the fourth song.
It was like four or five songs. The last song you decide not to like.
Was I supposed to like it because I like the first three?
Yeah. It's like, no.
So you didn't listen to Brent Faiyaz.
Who?
Okay. You didn't listen to True and 2 Chainz.
I didn't.
That was a pretty cool album.
I felt like that album was gonna be good.
I normally don't like hearing like when niggas bring a gang.
Me neither.
But like Tupac and the Outlaws.
No,
why you took it? I hate the Outlaws, but Tupac
like,
is my guy.
Like Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia.
You can just like OTF and Lil Durk. I didn't want to hear OTF.
Like Kendrick Lamar and what is it? CT.
What? CTE is Jeezy.
Alright, I messed
TDE
it.
TDE is
Top Dog Entertainment. Who is that?
Who's Kendrick Lamar's with?
That's what I was
but
thinking.
But all those people are like rappers.
I meant TDE.
It's like Schoolboy Q. I meant J-Rock.
He brought ASAP.
That's yeah. more like...
Yeah, I should have said that. I should have said that.
Ew. I'm just thinking about the album.
ASAP 12-y. Oh,
12-y.
What the fuck?
That was his name?
It's one of the members. I can't remember the rest of them.
12-y.
P&B Rock and
and the rest of the P&Bs.
Yeah, right.
P&B Mean.
Rock and the P&B Crew.
But no, this was actually... It was a
Temptation.
True is okay. 2 Chainz, he raps better and better as the years go.
2 Chainz...
Like, his last project was pretty good.
2 Chainz is not trash, bro. Yeah. So nobody I'm just hoping y'all not saying that. Too bad.
You
know,
we never said 2 Chainz was trash. Titty boy got better.
It's 2 Chainz.
He's one of those people that's getting
better. We left that behind.
He's one of those people that's getting better as they like continue.
I mean, how many years
one
you
day
got?
One day get that verse from Cole.
2 Chainz is going on 50.
Who cares? What does age have to do with anything?
You said you're getting better as the years go on. So I was saying, how many years does he have? You know?
Yes. Who knows how many? Rap is a young genre.
Yes.
So.
Would you want to hear from a 60-year-old rapper that was fire?
Yeah, if it's 2 Chainz.
Homie's 50. He might be dropping a project 60. This year. But I'm just, what's the difference? 10 years.
There's a difference. All right, what if it was a 60-year-old rapper talking about shit you don't know about at all, but it was fire? Talking about some shit like, I used to read the newspaper. Nobody uses newspapers.
Yeah, so it's not fire.
What he's saying, hot.
It's not relevant. So it's not hot.
I'm gonna show you an old nigga that can rap that got some fire bars. But go ahead.
I hate you so much.
You know what I'm talking about? You lucky my phone died.
Thank God.
Damn it. You know what I'm talking about. I think I sent it to you.
You don't understand. It has to have relevance.
That motherfucker got bars, bro.
You can't be saying. That's why Wayne couldn't drop his album saying talking about flip phones. You know?
Yeah, pretty much.
When he dropped that last bullshit before he dropped Funeral.
What, T-Wayne?
Funeral was fire.
Funeral was fire.
And he got number one.
Carter Five was five. Yeah, that was Carter.
He got his fifth number. He got his fifth number fifth number one album.
That's
retard. I was about to say his fifth number five.
You did say that.
I love Paul too. He got his fifth number one album, bro.
Oh my god.
Congrats to him.
So the last album is Pop Smoke, Welcome to the Wu Too.
Oh yeah.
And
I turned it on.
I like Pop Smoke. His engineer is fire. Whoever his engineer is.
You think so?
You don't like his engineer?
I'm not disagreeing. I'm observing that was your...
The cadence was like you was disagreeing.
Nah, that wasn't what I was portraying at all.
I like Pop Smoke as far as like he's just like a young nigga doing what the young niggas do. But he's kind of... His voice makes him distinctive.
Pop Smoke is who you was talking about a couple weeks ago, ain't it?
Welcome to the party.
He really sounds old. Pop Smoke's the guy
he
was talking
to. Nah, he said he was gonna slap him.
You were playing him a little bit?
The Welcome to the Party. Yeah. Sorry, that's him.
Jizz the one who said he was gonna slap him.
Bro, please don't
definitely didn't say that.
Please
but,
know how to say those things to me. Because I don't want to ever hear you say Jizz Mag.
It's fine.
Right, I'm just gonna end the segment.
No. Before you end. So, as far as Ravina and...
Let's end the other one.
Who you think had the best album?
Boy, just fucking say it up and just say one of the.
What
other
the fuck? Who you think had the best album?
The best album was
out of everybody.
Between Pop Smoke and True and 2 Chainz.
Really? So I missed out. You know what?
He sound like one of the kids.
I'm gonna listen to both of those albums. Because I played like the first. I want to say two songs from Pop Smoke.
Her song was an EP, so I mean, her album was an EP, yeah. So...
You don't count that?
I count it, but...
I mean, I count it, but you got so many other songs on the other ones, it's kind of like,
Yeah.
And then, the other one, what was the other one? It was Ravina, Pop Smoke, 2 Chainz. Who else?
Why does it matter? You didn't listen... Denzel Curry?
Denzel Curry, I don't never want to hear that again. I don't never want to hear that again. And is anybody else? Because you ain't even have to say his name.
It wouldn't matter. You only listened to those two albums.
I just wanted to check them out.
I sent you the list.
Send me the list earlier.
No, I didn't hear two singles by
Baby. He's dropping, so be ready.
What, Dirty Ayana?
Dirty Ayana is fired.
It was. Didn't think about one of them.
Yo, the only thing he needed to do is name it Dirty Ayana.
The fuck are you talking about?
Dirty Ayana. Dirty Ayana.
Are we going to talk about it? What's that?
I really want to know what the fuck he's talking about.
Ayana.
Meek and Justin. If you want to talk about Meek and Justin, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, I heard it.
You heard it? How'd you like it?
I liked it. I mean, introduce it, Gary. But did you hear it?
No.
I'd have loved not to hear Justin.
So,
I don't want to hear it.
So
Justin.
Like, Justin sounded good, right?
Before you go in there, let's build it up for the audience. So, Meek and Justin Timberlake dropped a new song. I don't even remember the name of it, if you could look it up.
I believe.
They dropped a new song, I Believe. Justin has been known. For making a hit.
Well, he hasn't been known for making a hit in how many years?
Well, I was about to say that. In the past maybe 15 years, he hasn't had a hit like that. What do you think about this one? Go ahead.
When I hear Justin, I say I'd rather somebody else, like Lil Durk or somebody that sing this shit. Meek, awesome. Meek did better. Meek did what I expect from Meek in 2020. Meek spoke on how I believe he was spoke on the video. Gave me high quality whole vibes.
Okay.
It gave me I'm sitting with billionaire vibes. Okay. It gave me I'm sitting with whole vibe. It gave me I want to change vibe. Then I hear Justin and it's like, I believe. And I'm like, I want somebody else to be doing this.
Okay.
Anybody else could have did that I Believe and killed it and made this here. I think it would have went better if Justin. It would have built better if Justin wasn't there. But I believe it touched a different atmosphere. What Justin on there?
Okay.
I believe it touched a different audience. Justin on it.
Okay.
So
I think this was a great song for me.
The song was good for Meek's career.
Yeah.
Because he's working with Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good for Justin because at this point, Justin eats Meek.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
I would agree with that.
When you look at it like that, you just say, Justin eats Meek. Because Justin eats somebody.
Yeah. Well, after that Super Bowl shit happened and the selfie kid got more fame than he did because they were like, I don't know who this guy is, like stuff like that. But I will say this. I agree with you as far as the part saying that this gave you a whole vibe. I felt the same way when I listened to it. They had that song Suit and Ties back in the day. And I immediately thought, damn, Meek the new Hov. Meek might really have some longevity in this game compared to all of the other rappers. I think going to jail helped his career out.
I think he would have been a lot.
I think it showed him drop a hot album,
go to jail, mm-hmm. drop another hot album.
I think
go to
mentally
jail,
he drop wouldn't have been where he is.
Go to jail, drop every album you drop to promote. You went to jail.
I just think mentally he wouldn't have been where he at right now. And not saying he deserved to go to jail, but I think jail made him a different person.
I say prison because he went to prison.
I mean, whatever you want to call it. I mean, being incarcerated. I think being incarcerated changed him. And it changed him, and he did the time. He didn't let the time do him.
Oh, she made sure he did the time.
So yeah, she did make sure he did the time. But I do agree with you when you saying I'm hearing a much mature Meek Mill. A much mature Meek Mill. A much versatile Meek Mill. I'm hearing a Meek Mill that I'm so proud to say he's from Philly. I'm so proud to say I would like to support him in all of those things.
Everything Hov wanted Beanie to be.
That's a fact.
I mean, if you want to call it that,
you put the plug down.
If you want to call it that,
I
wasn't upset with Justin Timberlake's performance. I didn't get that. Nah, he don't need to be on here. I felt like it could have been someone else.
I felt like it would have been better with somebody from our culture.
I felt like it could have been a younger
level. It would have touched another level.
Nah, that's not what Meek looking for, though.
It would have touched another level. It would have touched people from my generation. It's not going to touch them when they hear Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake.
Nigga, that don't touch me.
I feel like Meek wanted a crossover track, but he didn't choose the right white person. He could have done a Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's part of our culture at this point.
He could have used Justin Bieber on that song.
That wasn't good enough.
Nah, bro. He could have used a Justin Bieber.
The white people will be like, but I believe it touched that audience he was trying to reach.
Bro, and they don't have to be white. He could have used Khalid. Khalid could have did that.
No.
Yes, he could have.
Oh, he needed a white label.
No, he didn't. Khalid is crossed over as far as like not just being
a label thing.
It was.
And when I look at it didn't touch my generation at all. You don't hear people. Nobody. You're not going to hear people talking about anybody from my. I believe.
It sound like the hook sound like an old nigga.
I don't want to hear that, Justin. It might be your time to just go ahead and say I want to retire. I want to go ahead with Fat Joe and retire,
bro. Justin Timberlake's not retiring no time soon.
He might
quietly just not make music anymore.
That's a retirement. I respect that retirement more than like telling people you're gonna retire.
Yeah, only Hov can do that and not retire.
I ain't like that either.
My boy can retire Hov three
retired
times
like 20 years ago, bro.
And he retired three times. And
I don't know about three times.
He retired two times, I think.
I only got him retiring once.
Well, he retired and he dropped 5 albums after retirement. What he meant to say was he's retiring Jay-Z and he's going to become Sean Carter.
Yo.
That's what he meant.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's retiring Jigga Man. He's retiring. And he's retiring Hova.
Jigga what? Jigga?
Jigga. He said, I'm becoming Sean Carter and Jay-Z.
Didn't P. Diddy change his name again? Love what?
No,
what?
Brother Love. Man, who brother cares? Love. We're not...
Yeah, yo, we got any independent music this week?
We have some songs that I want to play for you.
Okay.
One of them I can't play. I can play, but I'll have to take my phone.
And the other?
The others. I have ready. I have ready whenever you guys are ready.
We're ready.
All right.
So, I need you to tell me what you think of these songs.
So, you did listen to the Meek and Justin.
I didn't listen to that. I'm not listening to anything with Justin Timberlake on it.
Yeah, I got tired of Justin Timberlake when he had that summer song.
Go get your suit and tie.
What's that summer song?
I don't know.
What? Oh, I like that album. That's Mirrors. No. That's like 20.
No, no, not Mirrors. The summer song.
Last song I remember from him.
His last hit.
I don't fucking know.
That song I remember hearing from Justin was Suit and Tie.
Can we bury Justin, please?
Look, he's gonna baptize himself. Baptize Justin. He's done.
Bro, you he's done. He's gonna bury himself.
He's done.
Baptize means you're born again.
No, baptize like. Lay it down.
No,
it's UFC talk. It's UFC talk. You don't know.
I think I don't know.
Jay-Z became Sean Carter. That was
baptized. Yeah, but then they also say, I'm going to baptize him after I finish fighting him. That means lay him down. He's out of here. He's asleep. So let's, you know, get rid of him. But go ahead.
Again with a loss.
All right. So this is an artist from who knows where. His name is Bali from the 8. So,
Bali from the 8.
Or Bali from the 8.
Bali from the 8.
I don't want to get it wrong, but this song is called On God.
On God.
I recently came across it. Let me know what y'all think. Honest opinions.
Turn it up.
Stop asking me that every fucking week to turn it up.
Yeah, I realized that it's much louder in the video. I like the engineer. I hear a Rowdy Rich influence. I don't know if it's from Rowdy Rich or not, though. It could just be him. Yeah, it could just be him.
That was Bali from the 8, or Bali from the 8.
All
right. On God, I like the song. I randomly came across it. Let me know what you think first, and we're going to go in a circle. All
right. Well, I like the song. However, I think he need a little different lyrics. I'm not sure. I mean, I need to hear a different song from him.
Okay.
Like it's not bad. It sounds current. It's not bad. Don't get me wrong. But I want to hear something different from him just because the sound he has, I love it. I love that sound he has. I love the way he's performing, the music, all of that. But I think he can have different songs. That's how I feel. Would I re-listen to it? Probably not, but that's only because this feels like one of the songs that's going to be on the album that doesn't get that breakout success. This is not that breakout success. It's a good song, but it's not that breakout success.
Angry Young Black Man.
All right, when I look and I hear the song, I pretty much look at it like, what different do you bring to the game? And I listen to it, it doesn't give me any different vibe. It just gives me same current everything that you ever. It don't give me. It doesn't give me any replay value. I look at it. It didn't keep my attention. It was maybe. I don't even know where you're. where your idea was for the song. It just felt like you were just coming, and just your flow didn't switch up. Nothing switched up. It was just you just kept coming. It's not like you were singing. It's a difference when you sing and rap.
Where your rap
hit when you hook. It was just rap. But your hook was just with the rap. Your hook didn't stand out. Your rap didn't stand out to me. What makes me go into the next song? There was no replay value.
Yeah. I agree.
Cut it off halfway through it.
I tuned it out. And he cut it off because he realized we tuned it out. You know?
I cut it off because I only play about a minute and a half each song.
That's fine. But, like I said, make more music.
It's a whole project attached to it. That's just one of the songs that came out in 2019.
Can we give this guy Aaron May I don't even know he's signed. I don't think so.
I would need him to not be signed so that our shit doesn't get taken down off of SoundCloud again.
He sounds like he had an awesome engineer. Let me look.
Shit.
What else you got?
Shit.
You can't do it because your phone over there.
It says movie and
theme. Yeah, I know.
Moving.
You want me to tell you the quote?
AM Empire. So that means he signed the Empire, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The TV show?
Jesus.
Oh, you're talking about the label.
Yes, sir. So, all in all, no, I wasn't feeling the track. I would give it a 3 out of 10.
No, it's 5. You gotta do 5.
You give it 5. My opinion.
We give 5s.
We give
1 out of 5. I mean, 1 to 5.
A scale of 1 to 5. Cribs that's up. The very cheesy, because I can't say the other word, thing that he came up with.
Yeah.
So we do 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
One.
You gave it 1 cribs up. See, he got in line with it.
Shut up, man. I fucking hate it.
Either way, it was very good.
No, I agree. I wouldn't give it a 1. I'd probably give it like a 2.
He said like it was much better.
No, it is better. Because I don't think he was trash. I like his sound. I think it's the song that I don't like. I don't think it's him as ours. I think it's the song. The sound sounds relevant. Sounds how we're hearing music now.
Talk about music. I want to hear something that makes me say this doesn't sound anybody else.
See, I feel like he's close enough to what we're hearing right now. He just need to have lyrics that are totally different.
All
right,
so we're gonna get off of Mr. Bali or Bali, whichever one it is from the 8. Do you ain't say pause when you say Ball Greasy name?
Pause.
Who that?
Ball Greasy. Pause.
The nigga that was on the song with Smile Bitch.
When did I say that name?
You said Ball Greasy.
No, I didn't. I don't even know who you talking about.
No, whatever. Anyway, so
I thought that was the next Lil Duval. Song.
The next song is Taylor Bell Alone Tonight.
Whoa.
It's R&B.
Turn it up.
Shut the fuck up. And your phone is dead, of course.
Yeah. She reminds me of Janae Eco.
So that was Taylor Bell Alone Tonight. What'd you think?
I'm feeling that one. I like the lyrics. I like her delivery. I like the way she sung. The only thing I would add is some type of vocal production in there where she's getting some nice harmonic background vocals. But other than that, I like that track.
Hater.
Me?
No, not you.
Oh, I'm about to say, on to the hater. Fuck did I hate?
You gotta give me like the Joe look. Like I'm Joe come on, or something. Come on, but, Joe.
Come I can on, tell Joe. You're seething over there. You can't wait to hate on this young.
I'm an R&B lover.
Okay.
Love the R&B. This wasn't my cup of tea. It didn't give me any replay value, I'm gonna be honest.
None?
No. Because when I listened to, like, when you did say Janae Aiko, I felt a little offended for Janae Aiko because it didn't bring anything to the table that makes it didn't bring anything to the table that, like you said, it needs some harmonizing. It needed a little more, like, from the heart, in my opinion. And it needed some more from the soul. I look at when I hear R&B, I want to hear it from your soul. I want to hear it from your soul. But if I'm going to give this, you say...
1 out of 5.
1 out of 5, I would give it a 3.
I would probably give it a 3, too.
I'll give it a 3.5.
Yeah. About 3.5 cribs out. No, your score is about... where I would go, and
but you had nothing positive to say about the song.
Yeah, you did. You didn't have anything positive, but that's okay. It's nothing wrong with not having anything positive. No. He said hate.
Yeah, hate.
Yeah, he said hate,
and it's cool.
I think she ain't want to go out on a date with you when you was in high school, and now you don't like her music. That's how I feel. But who am I? You know. Nah, not a hater, but you just didn't have nothing good to say. Is that a hater?
I was honest. Yeah.
No, I was honest, but I liked it.
So don't make me hate.
Nah, you couldn't wait to get that off, though.
What?
Like, to say what you had to
say. He was waiting to say like, I hate yeah. it. He wanted to say I hate it. I hate it, but because you called him a hater.
It was what I want from that. When I listen to R&B, and when I listen to whomever I listen to, I do want to hear from the soul. I'm sorry I hit you with a K. Michelle lyric. I want to hear the music from the soul.
And most of her music, of her singing about her vagina, it was not about the soul. Not from the soul. From
the soul, I was like, oh, she's about to come at us. She can't raise a man again. Right. And she said, oh, exactly. Then she fucked up King
Cowgirl
Stand in the Rain. And she I was very upset.
That wasn't fucked up. She didn't fuck it up.
She didn't, that was
she didn't fuck it up.
That was
she
like didn't fuck it up. Before I let you go.
That was worse than that.
Beyonce didn't fuck it up. And right now, I'm the only one in my personal life that has said she didn't fuck it up.
Who?
So I don't know what I was Beyonce? Hearing. No, K. Oh, Michelle. Okay. I don't know what I was hearing, but I don't think she fucked it up. I am the only one.
The fact was you couldn't relate.
I'm the only one that said she didn't fuck it up.
No, she definitely Beyonce before I let go.
Nah, that shit was worse than Beyonce.
Beyonce was okay.
Beyonce it's just the original had dance with it
and all of that. Yeah.
You wanna know where Beyonce messed up at? She skipped that.
She picked the wrong song.
Never. If she would have hit that.
That's the thing about singing that we talked about earlier. Yeah, everybody can hit that.
So she shouldn't have fucked with it. Nah. That was a. And if that was anybody else, we would have killed her. They would have killed her.
Like I was killing K. Michelle for doing that to K. Stand the Rain.
I was very upset.
Nah, I was
after
like,
Boys the Man.
I was like, all right, okay. She got that wet.
Who cares?
She got that wet.
That don't mean nothing when you K. fuck Michelle. Up Can You Stand the Rain?
K. Michelle.
That two great.
She probably got that wet.
See, I listen to Can I Stand the Rain? I listen to New Edition. Then I got to listen to the Boys the Man. Because I still ain't choose which one.
Nobody thinks of the Boys to Men version.
Yeah, it's just the New Edition
version. Yeah, nobody thinks of that.
Yeah, but I'd rather think of that than think of that K. Michelle version.
I mean, I ain't going to hold you. I probably won't think of K. Michelle version and be like, oh, yeah, remember Can't Stand the Rain, K. Michelle? I won't think of it that way.
Can You Stand the Rain?
I mean, well, whatever she called it. But I wouldn't think of her version, is what I'm saying.
All right, well, we're going to get to this last song. It's an artist by the name of Stats Moolah. The song's called Not Her Type.
He's seething already.
Oh.
This nigga over here.
This beat nice.
I need to hurry up and drop that. She said that I am crazy. She said she wouldn't date me. She told me if I didn't have no money, she would hate me. She told me I am so not her type. She told me I am so not her type. She said that I am crazy. She said she wouldn't date me. She told me if I didn't have no money, she would hate me. She told me I am so not her type. She told me I am so not her type. When you getting money, this is how they act. They wasn't on my dick in the Pontiac. Now I'm getting ends, I'm fucking all her friends, cause they see me in the Benz and it's like that. Then I chase the bag, I'll be right back. Then I chase the bag, I'll be right back. Why you keep calling my phone? Why you keep calling my phone? I know that you don't love me, you barely just like me. That's why we just argue all the time and then you fight me. Think that shit excites me, that shit don't excite me. That's why I just tell you go to hell and you can bite me. All you do is judge me. Pretty on the outside, but it's a dog. You say you don't trust me. I never trust you. That's why when you say
oh, no.
me, I say fuck oh, no. She said that I am crazy. She said she wouldn't date me. She told me if I didn't have no money, she would hate me. She told me I am so not her type. She told me I am so not her type. She said that I am crazy. She said she wouldn't date me. She told me if I didn't have no money, she okay. would hate me.
Yeah, I can
So what did y'all think about the song?
I mean, he got a lot to say, so you go first.
No, you go first.
Oh, okay. So we still going around. All right, so I like the song. I think the auto-tune on the hook part needs some work. But other than that, I think this is a good song. I like the lyrics. I like the message behind it. I mean, it's got my vote.
Okay. Didn't like the beat. When I said before, you have something that stands out. Your flow with the hook, whatever the fuck that was, very, very bad. Lyrics were there.
Everything
outside of the lyrics, when the lyrics were out, the hook, very bad. The sound, very bad. Good, it was recorded well, but beat wasn't there. Playback, no. All in all, I'm giving you a 1.5.
Okay.
Out of 5, what was your score?
Probably a 3.
Damn, that's a lot. I'll go with a 3.5.
I want to hear y'all busting this out y'all speakers. I want to hear that Audi.
I got you. It's on the way.
I mean, what about you? What did you think?
The auto tune could use a little work.
I mean, we all said that.
Other than that,
Squidward actually. That's a
Other than that, I mean, I like the words. I like the beat.
I like the beat, too.
Yeah.
I didn't think the beat was like bad.
The words in the hook. I like the words in the verse. I could see the auto-tune being a little off.
A younger person vibe from that.
Yeah, maybe you're biased. Maybe you're biased.
I don't think this would be a typical older person song.
But we don't like typically y'all like.
But?
No.
What do you say?
You like TJ3K. You listened to him last year, and I said that I thought you would like it, but you listened to it on your own and told me you liked it.
Who's that?
You look it up. You listen to his music again. You'll say you like that. TJ3K. You like Lil TJ.
You like Lil
Mosey. I like Lil TJ.
He like Lil Mosey?
He probably doesn't like Lil Mosey. He's never mentioned Lil Mosey.
You said TJ3J?
TEEJAY 3.
He's on Apple Music?
Yeah.
So So T-E-E-A-Y.
J-A.
J-A. Six.
No, not six. No, no, three. Six is the scam rapper who raps off beat the whole time. Yeah.
He tell you how to get in the dark web.
Like nobody ever knew how to do that one.
Oh, yeah, I have four songs by him that I like it.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not good.
Well, I'm just saying that you like music from him. I like music from him. Lil TJ, there's a lot of people, so it's not a difference.
Yeah, but do we like the same songs? There's a big difference. You could not like the same songs.
His album pretty much sounds the same.
Lil TJ?
Yeah. And what's much? I like Soul Searching, No New Friends. I can't remember the other songs that I like, but those are probably my favorite ones.
I mean, I know. If I where I would play it, and who, if I was to play this around certain people, I know the vibe I would get from it.
What vibe?
Yo, what the fuck are you playing? Turn that shit the fuck off.
Hey man, they used to say that when I used to put on Juice WRLD. They came around. They used to say that when I put on Trippie Redd. People came around.
Yeah, then they left them again. Even you, never mind.
Oh, no, not this last project. Oh.
You left them the last project.
No, I left him the exclamation project. That shit was trash.
But had to leave and come back.
But the one after that, oh my god, when he dissed his ex foot on the intro, just talking to her. The best part of our relationship was me. I fuck with that album.
What else you got?
That's it, man. Is there anything I want to talk about before we get out?
How's everybody's mental health? It's a great session. I hope you guys keep that.
Yeah, my mental health is fine, man. Until I came in here and did this podcast, I'm going to definitely be talking to y'all in the office.
You're getting a pink slip, You're getting a pink slip.
Thank God, fire me.
I think I'll do that.
All right, so go ahead. We're going in a circle. How's your mental health?
Yo. I feel great. Life is good. I'm working on the things I want to work on.
I'm going to tell you why.
I'm too happy.
He's so fine and he's so good. Nothing ever bothers him. You're going to find out that he has murdered 8 women and 2 midgets.
And beat the shit out of them.
3 midgets.
Oh, well, he just confessed to another one. And they're in his basement.
Harem.
Under his,
he done dug a hole under
next to the house. But go ahead, man.
They're in my harem.
His own basement.
I dug it myself.
Yo,
that's nasty.
I dug it myself. But no, all honesty, I don't got too many complaints. It's nothing to complain about. I'm living. I'm healthy. I have no ailments. I'm working toward my goals. Like, what's there to complain about?
Okay. So, boom, how is your mental health?
It's actually skyrocketed since I let go of a lot of things, a lot of people. I've been really focused on myself mentally, physically, everything I can do to better myself physically, verbally, my mind. I'm in the best position of my life. I'm even listening to motivational speeches while I'm at work. I'm listening.
Listening to Gary V.
That's something I started the day. I'm listening. I'm working on
music. He listened to Wallow.
See?
What's wrong with Wallow?
What's
wrong with Wallow?
Yo, go ahead. No, never wrong with Wallow. Shout out to Wallow.
Fuck you laughing at? Why you laughing? What's wrong with Wallow?
I'm listening to Wallow at Coke.
At work. You know what you didn't do today?
He be super fucking happy.
You know what you didn't do today?
Nah,
you
see.
You didn't wake up and thank God for what you got to do today, because you ain't do what you got to do today,
because
you got to do
what
you got to do.
Yeah, the video.
See, when I was in that cell, it rained every day.
The video, you see a train going by on train tracks, and you be like, you know why that train passing? That train passing because every day life passed. Just like that train passed every day.
That train passed every day. That train you didn't get on yesterday, that train had 3,000 people on it. If you got on that train yesterday, but you didn't see,
you would have been 3,001. And if you was 3,001, subtract 3,000, you number one.
You do me shit like that. But let me finish.
But because you wasn't 3,001, can you was number one. Man. Go ahead, go ahead.
But
your mental health.
But now I do want to say I am in the best mental health position. I removed a lot of friends that don't focus on their success that talk about instead of being about. I done scrapped my old project. That's why
he talking here to you, Larry.
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I scrapped my old project, which was the music I was working on. I will be taking a couple songs from it, which was Love, Lust, Lost. Now working on the Road to Success, and it's gonna be something phenomenal.
Okay,
it's from a clear mental, it's from a building point, it's from a season and a chapter that's over in my life that wasn't the best mental position. So I seen what Gucci put up. You seen the tweet?
No.
he said, if you have hurt, turn that hurt into success. And that's where we're at now. So
nice.
Keep on focusing on your entrepreneurship. Keep on with the pod, because this was a dream we had. And that's all, man.
I mean, if I could say anything as far as what you just said, don't let time pass before you
do your stuff. Come back, cause if you
don't, no.
And that was Potter from the Crib, episode number 17.
17.
God bless, or universe bless.
Bang, bang.
Thank God. Universe. We the fuck out of here.